they drink, they use bad language in mixed company, they're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Of the show today.
Bingo.
They will. And I got a feeling that all of the negative vibes have been exercised.
Good.
And I'll tell you why.
Yes.
Why? We just came from a fantastic screaming match with the acting general manager.
Wow. Yes. Always good to purge those demons, to get that out of our system.
Yeah.
And now we move on, and that will result, I am truly optimistic, in great karma with the listening audience today.
I think so. I think that you folks out there will feel from us, you'll feel the vibrations, as the late Allen Cunningham would say. You will feel the vibrations that if there was any badness in us at all, mm-hmm. it's gone. There's nothing left for you guys today.
Mm.
Really, there's no amount of meanness, of scornfulness, of angriness that you can get out of us.
You're spent.
Now, come on, now.
Well.
Not quite?
I might be running on fumes. I don't know about you, because I was...
I've had a bad day.
Because I was screaming at the hallway as I was walking towards the studio today.
I know. And you know, I will tell you another theory I have here, that as the first call goes, so will all the calls go.
Dear. All right. Let's roll the dice. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys, buddy.
That's a good sign.
That is a good sign.
That's a good sign.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
How you doing, Mike? How you doing, Don?
Hi, Tommy. We're doing great. Tom.
What, Tom? Yesterday's my birthday.
Hey,
how old were you?
How old, Tom?
I'm 43.
My age.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey, Tommy.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Tom, how do you spell, what's the word you use?
Birthday.
No, it was
B-A-T-H-D-A-Y.
Bath Day, and it's always been Bath Day. And did you get any great presents for your birthday, Tom?
I went out to Chinese food last night, and Saturday, Sunday, I'm going to the Redskins game with my girlfriend, Mercedes Carter.
You have a girlfriend? You have a girlfriend named Mercedes?
Yeah.
Really? Where did you meet this girl?
She was my neighbor a long time ago in McLean.
You ever feel her up?
No.
You ever F her?
No.
You want her, though, right?
Yes.
Yes,
I do.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Is she from Germany because her first name is Mercedes?
No, she's from Ireland.
She's from Ireland. Did you get any presents for your birthday?
I did.
What did you get?
I'm getting a new vacuum, and I'm getting a new entertainment center for my birthday and Christmas.
How do you spell vacuum?
V-A-C, period.
Back. Very good, Tom.
Good. All right, good first call, Tom. We'll see you later.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, Tommy.
I'm down on the ground floor. Four or five.
He's moved into
poker party. December 16th.
Poker party at Tommy's house.
I'll be there.
See you there, Tom.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Tom.
Hey, Carl, put this on the news group.
Oh, shut up, Tom.
God. Jesus
Christ.
Well,
it was good till then, but it was positive.
Yeah.
The password is easy money.
It was a happy, yeah.
Oh, no, that's...
You take all the pots that way.
What's up the ante, Tom?
We couldn't do that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I don't know.
Hello. Hey, guys. Hi, you're on the air.
I was just calling to tell you I'm not mean and I'm not angry and I love your show.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. See, things are A-OK today.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I'm calling to say I am mean and I am angry from yesterday.
Why?
He didn't take any phone calls. You know, I've been a long-time listener, but I realize that
one bad apple ruined it for everybody.
You pride yourself on taking the phone calls.
Don't do it again today. Hey, sir.
I don't like listening to you guys.
Sir.
Hey, listen. Get some of that.
Don't be the one today.
Chew on that.
You'd be a person to ruin it for everybody.
You chew on this. You see what I'm pointing to right now? My genitals. You chew on them.
Gummy bears.
Get out of here.
He wasn't real.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hey, I just want to ask your opinion. How do you felt it went yesterday?
What do you mean? What went yesterday? The show?
No, without calls.
The question would not be how did we felt it went yesterday. It would be how did we feel it went yesterday.
It was fine. It was a great show.
I'm not talking to my English teacher. You know,
we've done shows before where
you want to make me mad. I dare you to go without calls today.
Well, did that make you mad yesterday when we didn't take calls?
Well, yes, it did.
Why? And why don't you explain that?
Why?
Because last week you wished death upon me on Thanksgiving. And guess what? I'm still alive.
Too bad. Oh, God, let us down again.
That's good. We're purging. We're purging ourselves of all these calls.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
This is Mark from Baltimore.
Hi there.
How are you?
We're doing great.
You used to do at Christmas time a fundraising thing, and I just came into a little bit of money, and I don't really have a charity, and maybe you could suggest one.
Yes, it's called Frida Needs Granite Cabinets, or Frida Needs...
They wouldn't be able to support them.
Granite countertops. Right. No, I don't know. So really, do you really want to give money to charity?
Yeah, I don't. It's not a fortune, but...
No, I'd say, you know, go with the big city.
Yeah.
You know, go to the Cancer Society. Yeah. Really, I guess.
Okay, well, you know, I was thinking of you guys, and you used to do...
Or in honor of our general manager, how about towards brain cell research?
Okay, that's a good idea.
Stem cell research?
Yeah, that's what I mean, right? Yeah, you know, if their brain is inoperative.
How much money are you thinking about donating here, sir?
Mike, about $500.
Well, that's not enough to cure Alan. So give it to, whatever. I mean,
why don't you give it to Joe Ardinger?
I like Joe, but I
think you should.
Cure Joe Arden here?
You know, Joe...
We don't have a cure for Joe yet.
Joe, why don't you come in here and give us a compelling reason why you could use $500. I think you could do that.
Oh, now, the guy did say charity, though. Okay.
Well, he's charity.
It was a charity case.
Yeah. We're about to have the world's shortest telethon.
Here we go.
Hold on, Rob, get his theme music, though.
Oh,
Joe, before he speaks into the microphone, he must have
a pretty good reason.
I bet you do.
He must have his theme ready, everybody. Hold on.
He has a good reason.
Oh, it's the...
That's a good reason. He's going to get that eye lift that he so desperately needs.
All right, hold on a second. You know him, you love him. He's the world's oldest phone screener. He's a huge Stones fan. When he flies to Los Angeles, he only flies first class. And he's the star of Stump the Joe.
Yes, he
is. Here is Joe Ardinger. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how are you doing today?
And your catchphrase that's sweeping the nation?
Stinky poo!
There you go. All right, why should this guy donate the money he wants to give to a worthwhile charity to you, Joe?
Well, I just recently had a crown put in my mouth, and the wonderful insurance that I've been paying for 4.5 years to Infinity Broadcasting only covered 80%.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm about $550 in the hole right now.
How about that?
I have no idea where I'm going to get it.
There you go. He's got a real legit excuse.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, sir?
Compelling.
It is compelling.
I'll have to think about this.
Yeah.
All right, we'll leave you on hold.
Okay.
And how about I give you a minute to think about it?
Okay.
All right. Joe, why don't you just hang in here for a minute?
Good luck, Joe.
Okay. While we're waiting for the
compelling reason to make.
It is.
Is that a true story, Joe?
Yeah, you want to see it? I've got the temporary in right now. Very expensive.
Really?
I had to go get the real one installed.
Could be a gold crown?
While we're waiting, hold on. A word of wisdom, perhaps.
Well, we're talking Infinity insurance here.
A word of wisdom from fake newsman Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, good.
And the Don and Mike Bill O'Reilly thought of the day.
What say you, Donald?
Well, I say.
Michael, what say you?
Hi. Here we go. Billy O'Reilly thought of the day.
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh, come on. Bill O'Reilly.
Chock, chock.
Oh,
wow.
Thought of the day.
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh, well, that's just not nice.
We can't be held accountable.
My God.
For what Bill O'Reilly says.
What say you, Donald?
That was awful.
Michael, what say you?
Oh, no, I'm appalled.
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Mr. O'Reilly.
Boy, he shocked me.
Well, I think we filled a minute there. Once again, there's the definitive Joe Ardinger theme. Let's go back now to the guy on line 6, Mark from Baltimore. Mark?
Yes, Mike. Don.
Do we have a decision?
I'm afraid so.
Yes?
I think it's more compelling that I send this to the Big C people.
Yeah. So it's going to go to the Cancer Society?
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Take care.
I'm a little disappointed, Rob. I'm disappointed.
Wise choice. Thank you, my friend. But that's how it goes.
So five beans in the hole, then.
No, not necessarily, Joe. Just go smoke as much as you can.
Oh, okay.
And maybe you'll be lucky enough to get cancer before the check clears.
Smoke more video series.
There you go.
And that's today's episode of Joe Ardinger, the world's oldest phone screener. There we go. He's lost again. Joey.
And longtime listeners will remember what he recalled is that bit that he wrote.
Yes.
Yeah. The smoke this.
Smoke more.
Right.
Smoke more.
Joey. Joey Ardinger.
Brilliant.
Listen, you think that Joe has it bad, being the world's oldest phone screener and you know, having the owes the money to the dentist. Our own man, Rob Spiewak, I will tell you, he's done some whorish things before. He's done infomercials. He's done appearances at
he caught in the past tense.
At coffee houses. He's quite
the pitchman.
Today, though, perhaps the lowest appearance ever, as Rob was out at a local university giving away samples of deodorant.
Old Spice deodorant spray.
Rob.
And the kids love it.
Rob, we didn't even mention that on the show.
No.
Was it a taped message that said you were going to be out there?
Yeah, Jason Veazey was kind enough to voice it for me.
Really?
And, you know, it's really amazing is no matter what you do, even the good people at Old Spice, the money's all the same
there
color.
There you go.
Hello to all the patriots at George Mason University.
You gave them deodorant tonight?
I did. And also we had some T-shirts and some bobblehead dolls.
Isn't that incredible?
Free deodorant.
Hello, friend.
Handing out free deodorant. deodorant.
It was really great. They all come up, and they're all very nice kids, and all in the thick of the exam excitement. So
sure.
A lot of them looked like Harry Potter today, sort of unwashed and in, you know, woolen coats.
Yeah,
and
heavy study time.
And they say, oh, the elevator. And I said, pardon? He said, this is the spray that on the commercial the guy puts on in the elevator.
Oh, good. That's wonderful.
He's found his calling. He's giving away free deodorant.
So during the holidays, can we look for you at different informational kiosks?
No, it's funny. I was today at Kiosk E. That was actually the location.
That's Kiosk E.
There was a line that said Kiosk E.
And if you're wondering, there's nothing that Rob will not shill.
No.
He will sell anything. And you know what? He does it all. And I think I snorted then.
You did.
He does it with a great deal of zeal.
Hey, he loves it. He was not ashamed at all yesterday. He said, oh, listen, I know you're busy, but if you have a second,
come by.
Come by tomorrow. I'm giving away deodorant.
I think Rob
and me yesterday.
Rob loves retail, but he loves radio too, and I think the two, you know, they marry very well.
If I can bring them together, all I know is the undergrads would have loved to have seen both of you out there at the Johnson Food Court.
Very good.
So next time.
Shut
up. It's a shame we couldn't make it.
See you there, and I'll have you smelling as sweet as you can believe.
Old Spice, did you take any home for yourself?
I did not, but remember, it's flammable.
Sucker.
Here he is by the Chico. You were by the Chico Filet, right?
Yeah, Chick-fil-A, right.
Chick-fil-A.
Right. Handing out deodorant.
That's
free samples. How big were the samples of deodorant?
Four ounces.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't want to give away too much of the product.
listen, I have a statement that I want to make now. At least here in the D.C. metro area, they're starting to get us worked up about this possibility of snow.
Uh-oh.
They started it on Sunday night when they would just have on the five-day forecast, they would have, it said, wintry mix.
Yeah.
And specifically on Sunday night, the weatherman that I watch, Sue Palka on Channel 5,
good man.
He said...
size 19 neck.
He said that Sue Palka said, just a wintry mix, nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Well...
Should have known it was going to be dismal then.
Well, last night, they had... God bless them, Fox 5.
Mm-hmm.
They had... When they were doing the lead-up to the lead story, they said... There was, I guess, an elementary school teacher was arrested for dealing crack, and they had her caught on videotape. And
was that the lead story last night?
No, well, see, as they were teasing, they said, tonight on the Fox News at 10, elementary school teacher dealing crack. And then they said, that's next on Fox. So I stayed tuned, but even before they said, there's a school teacher dealing crack, but first... Let's go to Sue Palka in the weather station.
And he said that it's not going to be that big a deal.
And he was standing there in his smart pantsuit. And, here's the deal. They love working us up into a frenzy.
Oh, they love it more than anything else.
And really, Sue Palka saying, she, he, it, whatever she is, really has no idea. All they know is...
None of them have any idea.
All they know is that cold weather is in place.
Yes.
And there will be moisture... That will be moving up.
Are you ready for the new catchphrase that's going to be used?
What's that?
This is great. It last year was wintry mix. That's very 2001. This year, frozen precipitation. That is what they say. This F on the Weather Channel today.
That's a great way of covering your ass. That's better than a wintry mix.
We have a chance for some frozen precipitation.
Will that preclude the location of the rain snow line?
Yeah, but that's what they do to cover their ass.
Yeah.
Because frozen precipitation is snow, rain, freezing rain.
Right.
You know, it's
cold
sleet,
water.
Sleep.
Yeah.
So anyway, the lead story, that's the lead story last night. While you have an elementary school teacher who's arrested in the school, I guess, where she's dealing crack, they go with the lead story that there's a chance of snow. Stay tuned for my five-day forecast when I'll bring you the up-to-the-minute details. So like a putt, I go back 40 minutes later when it's time for the weather, and she has no information.
Hmm.
She says, well, the cold weather's here. The moisture's moving up. The question now is, what track the storm takes?
Which is the way it is every time, and that's why they'll get excited, and they'll cause us to send the TV crews out to the grocery store, and you'll have the obligatory shot of the individual standing in front of the pile of sand.
So when I'm done watching Sue Palka, the weatherman on Channel 5, I turned on the Weather Channel, where you get weather on the 8th.
Or you get a description of one of the new electric cars.
Well, that's if you're watching on satellite.
Right,
if you're watching on cable, you get the local, so I turn on the cable, and I get the local forecast. And it says Tuesday, sunny with a high 30.
Right.
Wednesday, cloudy with a high 25. Wednesday night, wintry mix.
A wintry mix.
Wintry mix. So even the Weather Channel is hedging their bets now.
Yeah.
About what's going to happen.
But the Weather Channel has also said, the one that I watched, said that the heaviest band of snow could originate in Northern Virginia.
Well, I'd like to...
Which is really, you know, they normally don't specify our area, our backyard, but they have no idea.
Buzz, what do you have?
The official weather guys have made a fist. The National Weather Service says at least 4 inches of snow in the storm that begins tomorrow afternoon.
They've done that before.
Now,
you know,
where?
Here.
For D.C. Metro?
For Fairfax. Yeah, the entire D.C. Metro.
At least 4 inches.
At least 4 inches. More than 4 inches is specifically right. What they're saying.
My question is, who do we hold accountable on Thursday when we wake up?
Yeah.
No, don't shoot the messenger.
Okay.
For goodness sakes. Buzz is not making this up, much as I've urged him in the past just to make up news.
Yeah. Frozen precipitation, a wintry mix, the rain-snow line.
More than 4 inches of snow, now they say, in the storm.
Really?
Yes.
6 to 12, 9 to 10.
We're not saying how much more.
All right.
There's a modern ring.
Welcome to the latest weather forecast brought to you by Verizon.
Okay.
The current temperature in downtown Washington is 29.
Good afternoon. Our relative humidity is now at 30%.
Good afternoon, loser.
Northwest. But at 16, gusting 2. 24
I'm going to be very ambiguous.
Rising 30.45 inches.
Mixed bag.
Sunny and cold, highs near 30.
Rain, snow line.
And with brisk northwesterly winds, 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusty at times. Tonight, clear skies, diminishing winds, lows drop to the low teens in the colder suburbs.
Right.
The upper teens to around 20 in town.
Tomorrow.
Wednesday will start off partly cloudy, then see some increasing cloudiness with light snow developing after dark. Highs in the low 30s. Wednesday night, for snow into Thursday morning, accumulating 2 to 4 inches before ending sometime Thursday afternoon. Overnight lows Wednesday in the mid-20s, high temperatures on Thursday near 30 degrees. Clearing Thursday night, lows in the low to mid-20s.
You know, if you're going to say it that many times, pronounce the word right. It's Thursday.
Right.
Thursday.
They say it like Sonny Jurgens. Thursday.
A wintry mix, frozen precipitation,
Friday.
2 to 4 inches. We're not going to do a lot of it.
2 to 4.
All right, now, so that's what it is right now. We'll have to check what it is at the same time tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
When it very well may be snowing. Oh, my.
You know what we should do tonight?
What?
Let's run tape. Robbie, run tape.
For once, let's really hold them accountable.
Run tape on Channel 5 tonight.
Palka.
Yeah, and let's see what Mr. Palka says, because he'll be the lead at 10 o'clock.
How about Ryan?
Even if a madman goes out on the streets and like a sniper, they go with snow before
he goes
sniper.
You ought to get Palka, Ryan, Hill, and Shutt.
All right,
you got to get them all, and then what you ought to do is play them all at the same time.
All right, we'll go with, let's just go with two. Let's go with Palka and
Hill.
And Hill.
Hmm.
That's,
I like Hill.
Yeah. 5 and 7.
I don't want to give Ryan the voice. He's hurt me too much in the past.
But you know, Hill has an angle, too. You know what Hill does? Controlled hysteria.
Yeah.
And he's real big on that.
Oh, Hill loves it.
There could be.
You know what, Mike? Hold on. No, I think we just stick just with Mr. Palka. Let's just try to pin, because what they'll do is...
Just
because
you like him so much.
No. Here's the deal, though.
You're attracted to him.
I think...
Like your Don.
I'm thinking, no matter which station we turn on, they're going to have teams. They all have teams now.
Right, right.
You know, Bob Ryan has...
Storm Center 4.
Bob Ryan has Burger Jeff, and now on Channel 4, she's got another lady with her.
Yeah.
And Doug Hill's got the guy with the...
Chicago Windler.
Yeah, with the light hair.
Yeah. Is they still have Humphrey on Channel 4?
Stan Humphries is gone.
Nah, he's long gone, Robbie.
He was the one man you could trust.
Hey, you know who I got to see on the High Definition Network last night?
Who's that? Oh.
Covering the fight.
Larry?
How are you?
I'm a fan of
look. You know, you have to look hard for Larry Michael, but you find him once in a while.
You know, and you're a lucky man. You not only got to see Larry Michael in person yesterday.
Yes, where he talked about being in Atlantic City when we were there.
You also got to see him on your high-definition TV.
I didn't see him. I only heard him as he was, boy, there's an incredible blow to the body.
A lot of people don't realize high-def actually carries better audio, so that must have been thrilling.
It was exciting.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hi there.
Yesterday was, without a doubt, the finest day of radio you've put on since you came to Philadelphia.
Listen to that, huh? Isn't that fantastic?
That would be because of the absence of callers?
Absolutely.
The one-sided conversations were quite enjoyable.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
And I wanted to apologize for that Philadelphia idiot.
Which one?
Who early in the day called to chastise you about your opinion over the Eagles.
No problem. Don't worry about it, my friend.
And,
thank you.
And I am the one guy. Well, there's probably a couple of us that listen to 33 minutes of commercials for 2 minutes of Buzz at the end of the day.
Well, you know, we try. We do our best to try to give Buzz more time. We really do. But they hold us to these goddamn ridiculous time constraints. Mm-hmm. For instance, your station in Philadelphia. We'd love the show to go a little past 7 o'clock so that we could have a little more news and linger a little longer.
Right.
But Tim's got this...
Linger longer.
Tim's got this gigantic bug up his ass that he's got to have a record on at 7 o'clock.
Got to play The Rock.
I mean, if the record's on at 7:01, man...
The Rock Tim, station.
Tim's going for his nitro pills.
Right.
So in other words, if we start a concerted effort for Mr. Sabian to loosen up the jock strap a little bit... we might get you a few minutes longer in the evening.
We would love to. We used to go long all the time when we did the afternoon show. Now we got a problem with the station in Seattle.
Yeah.
Because they're only running us. See, the problem used to be that all the stations on our network used to complain that because we ran long, we didn't play all the commercials in 4 hours.
Right.
Well, now we do play all the commercials in 4 hours. Now the stations have a new complaint. The station in Seattle only runs us for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And their complaint is that in the 3 hours they're running the show...
We don't get all the commercials in.
We don't get all the commercials in the 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And our answer to them is go F yourself.
Yeah.
That it's a 4-hour show.
Right.
That if you want to get all the commercials in, take the entire show.
Yeah.
And we'd love for all of our stations to be open-minded enough...
Absolutely.
...for us just to run a show that goes on and on and on. Mm-hmm. But frankly, it got to be... I really love speaking about this topic. I mean, I could go on and on about this.
You're passionate about it.
We used to sometimes stay on the air in D.C. until 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes our show would run so long we'd stay until 8 o'clock. But we would get calls from people in all these other cities where they'd say, oh, my God, they took you off at 6:45. And then we hear you guys went an entire extra hour.
Yep. Yeah.
And we don't like screwing anybody. So now we try to really run the show on time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, that's an ongoing battle. We're working on it, sir.
Well,
we're working on it.
I appreciated your efforts yesterday, and it was quite enjoyable. So, no complaints here, and a good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for the very nice call. You know, we're working on it. Both Mike and I are under a tremendous amount of pressure.
No, yes. What with the snow coming?
You don't know the pressure that we're under with the snow and what with the party and the general manager and
oh.
I haven't even commented on his outfit that he was wearing today.
Oh,
tweed, whatever that fake tweed jacket is that he had on.
Boss,
today.
You go boss or something like that. You know,
boss tweed.
Boss tweed. That's going back a long.
I knew you'd know it.
And
what's that say about me?
If I could just take this moment to address the staff of this radio station,
uh-huh.
of WJFK, I know that no one gives a hill of beans if we were at the party or not on Friday night.
Yeah, but nothing personal if you do feel that way.
Yeah, that was the trick that Alan tried to lay on us right as we were leaving his office today. Because, you know, we have some issues. We're very close to
the things being resolved.
But they're not resolved yet.
Mm. And because we have been in that situation before, we just, you know, we want to get everything resolved before we start bouncing around the hallways. You know?
Let's face it. You know, we go to the Christmas party. The only reason they really even want me and Mike to go to the Christmas party is that we get drunk and we end up, you know, being the clowns for everybody at the party.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, because we like it. We enjoy it. But
we've had some great times in the past. We didn't have a good time last year.
Last year's party really sucked. Well, last year we weren't speaking to the general manager.
Right.
At that time, that year's general manager.
It was not good.
We were not speaking to him, and we spent all night on one side of the room, and he spent all night on the other side of the room.
Plus, the place we had, it was like in a dungeon.
But anyway, we got this thing that's this contract that's up in the air, and we don't know where we're going to be working, and... you know, frankly, we just said to Alan, it's nothing personal.
It's not personal at all. We just don't feel like mixing this year. We don't feel like being there.
You know, I don't want to be sitting there when he stands up and toasts to the coming year and to the great successes that we have ahead. When frankly, we don't know if we're going to be a part of it or not. I hope we are.
If anybody was to take our absence from this year's Christmas party personally, don't do that because we don't mean it that way.
Yeah, that's the last thing he said as we walked out his door. He said, "Well, I won't take it personally, but." think some of the staff members might take it personally.
Yeah, like they give an F. Like they give an F.
So that's the way it is, and you know, nothing would make us happier than to get everything resolved, but you know what?
It ain't gonna happen.
We've been good guys here and for quite some time where, you know, hey, do this and things will work out, and things didn't always work out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the last time we did that was the day of the Secretary of Defense,
mm-hmm.
or Secretary of State, whoever, Rumsfeld.
Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the last thing we did for them, not showing up to work. One day, so they could do their hour news show.
Yeah, so they could handpick what recorded programming they wanted to put on from this show.
Because they didn't, you know, they were afraid that we would say something outrageous like titty bar,
yeah.
You know, right before the Secretary of Defense came on the radio.
Absolutely, you got it in. That's the first time today, isn't
it? That was just the last in a long number of good things we've done behind the scenes for this company. So,
and it is nothing personal. I want to emphasize that to everybody concerned.
Although it rapidly could become personal.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It rapidly could. If Al wants to go down that road, I hope not.
I would hope not.
I would hope not.
I don't think he will.
You know, he offered not to go to the party. That if we would go, he would not go.
You know, he said, it's not you.
Yeah.
It's business.
But it is him, because he is the acting general manager.
He is, but I mean, it's not, you know, personal animosity or anything like that. It's just because we want to get things resolved.
So anyway, we're having our own party. We're taking our crew out, and we're going to a much nicer place. And
we're going to a hell of a place.
Me and Mike are popping forward for everybody to get a car and take all the wives out and go have a Jim Dandy time.
It'll be fantastic.
A Cracker Jack time.
It'll be wonderful.
And I'm sure at the WJFK Christmas party that I guarantee you no one there will be offended that we're not there. As a matter of fact, a large majority will probably be happy we're not there.
I suppose. And then maybe we'll have a picnic this summer. You know, I miss those. We used to have a station picnic, I loved the station picnic.
We did.
And I loved that. I enjoyed that.
The best one was one year. There was this lady disc jockey.
T.J. Wright.
T.J. Hooker. T.J. Wright.
T.J. Wright, who everybody had an attitude towards.
Some lady.
She was one of these, hey, I'm a hot chick.
some wife of someone who worked at the station brought this little tiny dog. Like,
it was a chow.
Yeah, and this lady disc jockey, T.J., she leaned down in front of the lady, oh, what a nice doggy. And the dog went, arr! And actually, like, bit off a part of T.J.'s face.
Wow.
Actually,
and everybody was like trying to pretend like they were. Didn't they call an ambulance?
Everybody's trying to pretend like we were concerned.
As she's profusely bleeding from
but
the
really,
face.
But really, everybody was. I mean, I know it sounds
cruel. It
wasn't
life threatening. I mean, the injuries weren't life threatening, but
no, she just got her face bitten by a dog.
she put, you know, and she did something you're not supposed to do to a strange animal. She put her face right down in front of it, and, you know, that's when I still laugh. I wish I remember the name of the sales guy, too.
I don't know.
His wife had issues with us.
Do you remember?
It was this blonde lady that had issues with us.
Do you remember the other disc jockey that we used to love to jerk around? Remember Captain Fogel? Here's the deal. This guy, Captain Fogel, he had one of those video shows. This was right when MTV was coming on.
Right.
And, like, Channel 20 would have him on Saturday night where he would host a two-hour show where he would, like, play Whitney Houston videos.
Mm-hmm.
And every week he would come to us off the air and he'd say, Don and Mike, would you please be on my video show this week? And we would look at him right now and go, Dave, for you,
we'll be there.
We'll be there.
Dave Fogel.
And, like, 5 weeks in a row, we stiffed the guy.
Wow.
5 weeks in a row, we stiffed him. And all week on his radio show, he'd be saying, hey, this is Captain Fogel. Don't forget, I'll be on Channel 20 on Saturday night with the video hits. And, hey, the Morning Zoo guys, Don and Mike, you promised me. They're done kidding me. This week, they're going to be there. You can count on them being there.
Every Monday, he'd come in, oh, man, you dogged me.
You guys did it to me again.
Why'd you do it to me again? And he'd always end up getting T.J. Wright to come in with him.
Yeah. I'm a hot chick.
I'm a fun chick.
That's what she said.
I'm a fun chick.
I'm Captain Fogel. Don and Mike were supposed to be here. They're not here. This is the fifth week in a row they've not showed up. So I have T.J. Wright with me.
Here she is. Hey, how are you? Well, so what are you doing? I'm a fun chick.
And,
that was
boy.
Before the dog bit her.
Was she a piece of work, too? Like wearing one of those see-through black silky tops with a black bra. And
it's like she was a combination of Drew Barrymore meets Mimi from the Drew Carey Show.
And she's one of those girls that really thought she was hot.
And would wear, but like, in this day and age, she would have loved the belly shirts. She would have loved the hip-hugger jeans, but you'd be having a lot of silly putty falling out of the crack.
She really was not hot, Buzz, but boy, she thought she was hot.
Thought she, and she'd wear, like, lace, you know, like those see-through kind of lace. She'd wear, like, a lace shirt with a black bra underneath, that type of look.
She wore the whore perfume.
Yeah.
Way too much whore perfume. You could smell her like...
I'm a fun chick.
You could smell her a mile away when they have a disc jockey meeting. You go, oh, TJ's here. TJ Ride. TJ! Although, you know, there are a lot of DJs that I'm fond of. And I mentioned yesterday, I'm so glad that through this radio show, I was able to get back in touch with one of my... best buddies from a long time ago, Fred Winston.
Fred Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
From WLS. When I was talking about him a couple of weeks ago, and he actually called a request line that, you know, it's just how things work now. Some guy called some other guy.
Right.
Some guy calls some other guy and says to Fred, hey, he's talking about you. And Fred gets an MP3 of the show and leaves his phone number, and I was able to call. And it was just so nice to chat with Fred. Mm-hmm. Find it hard to believe that Fred is looking for a gig right now.
Yeah.
A great talented guy like Fred Winston.
Is he still making chili? You know, he had his own brand of chili for
yes,
a while.
Yes, he is. Really?
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Fred Winston chili.
Buzz, you will be interested to know. He told me that he had diverticulitis.
Oh, my.
And that he was 24 hours away from going in to surgery, where they, I guess, were going to do to him what they did to you.
Yeah.
And at the last moment, his wife, Susie, said, you should try going to this acupuncturist. So he said, begrudgingly, he went to the acupuncturist and never needed the surgery.
Wow.
It's been 2 years now, and his bowels are not in an uproar anymore.
That's great.
I'm sure he appreciates me saying that.
I bet he had to leave a lot of samples during
National
that time.
Radio. I don't think Fred's ever had a problem leaving a sample.
That would be the Winston Cup. Sorry. I'm very, very sorry. I just, you know, I was trying to do something with Winston, and that's what came out.
I just cut my finger.
Ouch.
On what?
Right here. A paper cut.
Oh.
Paper.
Ow.
Those are the words.
Paper cut. Look at that. Blood.
Ow.
Blood.
Ow, don't hurt me.
Next to an existing bandage.
Wipe it on the card.
I'm AIDS-free, Rob.
Well, I don't doubt that.
Do you want Rob to suck the poison out?
No.
Thank you.
No, I don't. But there.
Stop it!
Oh, he just wiped his bloody finger on Rob.
I gotta go on eBay right now.
Wipe it on Rob's sweater. Postponed from yesterday, Mike... The Hanukkah guy.
Is it Michael Hoffman?
Yes.
Michael Hoffman is here with all sorts of holiday goodies for Hanukkah.
The Hanukkah guy is here. I promise we'll get to him in just a second. It says on the screen we have an angry guy on the phone.
No.
Now, why would we have an angry guy? We're in such a nice riff right now.
Such a happy, happy, joy.
Hello?
Mike, say it first. What's your problem, bud?
Hey,
I like it when you say that.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
Yeah, just like that.
All right, now what is your problem?
Are you guys renegotiating your contract with the current company?
Yeah, it's none of your beeswax.
Well, then why? You guys constantly bitch about how much you hate them, and yet you seem to be, or you're giving all the details that you would be renegotiating a contract with them.
We're negotiating with, well, sir, in the world of radio, there's really only two places you can work.
Can you pull the curtain back for me?
Well, not really, because it would compromise the current situation if we did that. We give you as much information as we can. You know, and it's much like the salespeople that work here that would be offended. As you said earlier, Don, anybody that listens to this show won't be offended because they kind of know what we're going through.
Right,
and we hope that the listeners understand what we're doing. You know, what we're doing right now is we're in a negotiation process.
And we'd love to stay here, much as we've said that the people who... run this place are idiots.
Now, why do you want to stay if you don't like the place?
Well, because here's the deal. Let's say that theoretically we go across the street, that we go to the other company. I guarantee that we're working at the other place no more than 3 months before we figure out that they're idiots, too.
Sure.
I mean, they're all idiots.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, so we like our idiots.
It's kind of universal. I mean, just about everybody in radio management is an idiot.
But really, whenever you enter into these processes, it's tedious. It takes a lot of time, and it's kind of a drag, and it wears on you. And right now, we're pretty worn out with the whole process.
And frankly, all of the guys that are in radio management are guys who couldn't make it in radio. That's why they're in radio management. I mean, if they could be in radio, which is really broadcasting,
mm-hmm.
they'd be doing it. Now, I'm not talking about your salespeople. They're a different animal that they, you know, they are truly of themselves. They're salespeople. They're out selling a product.
Your program directors in particular, with no offense to some of the good program directors that we've worked for, are there any?
No. Your program directors, your operations directors, your general managers.
Your general managers that come from the programming side.
All of them, at some point or another, failed radio careers, which is why they decided to go the route of management.
Yeah, there's one particular program director that comes to mind, a guy that just loved to be on the air. You know, he ran the radio station.
Smokey.
But he would put himself on everything that he could put himself on.
Smokey Rivers. He loved suspending me just so he could go on the radio and say, Smokey for Don.
Right.
Don suspended today. Smokey for Don.
Smokey Rivers.
Smokey Rivers with
him. Amen.
And he's now like some vice president of some radio station in St. Louis.
Sure. Sure he is, of course.
Because he couldn't make it as a DJ. So now he's a manager. So in answer to your question, long-form answer is the guys here are just as bad as the guys over there.
Hmm. Well,
which means no matter where we work, we will always complain about the inept management.
Enjoy. And we will bitch and complain until our dying day.
So just get used to it.
In response to yesterday and not taking phone calls, yeah. I would be remiss if I didn't say, me, 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 me. You get paid a lot of money to take phone calls. That's the best part of the show, that and the news. So you should continue to take
them. Sir, that is subjective.
But it's true.
You know, but really, and you know, you make a lot of sense. And can I say, with all due respect, blow it out your rear end.
Say the real thing, Mike, and hit the delay. I like it better.
Oh, okay, no.
We got us a control freak on the phone.
Oh, look at the fake burp.
The fake burp.
Oh, actually, I did get a little one out.
Yeah, right.
Come on. Go away.
Oh, hey, tell Bob's the Angry's Mailman to stop calling and giving updates to his saga that no one cares about.
And would you please stop calling in return?
Well, yeah, stop putting him on the radio then.
If we do that, will you not call anymore?
I won't.
All right. Is that a promise?
That's a promise.
Rob said ever. Ever?
Oh, Rob, I can't make that promise. I won't call in response to him anymore, though.
Very good. And don't call in response to anything else. Just call if we call for you. What's your name?
Poindexter Humpalot.
What's your name?
Kevin.
Where are you from?
Reno.
All right, Kevin?
Yes.
Just wait. I'm writing it right now.
Yes.
Kevin from Reno.
Yes, Don.
Just wait for my call for you to call in.
I'll look at the sky.
I'll wait
with bated breath.
Yes, look for my bat signal.
The big BM in the sky. And then the line is open for Kevin to call.
All right, Kevin? But until then, you're no longer welcome to call the show.
Thank you, Donald.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You know, even that's better than it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Actually, it is.
That's okay.
Everything's fine.
We can handle that.
It was a one-day thing. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It was our going out of business sale yesterday.
That's fine.
It's a one-day thing. Phone number 877-365-3636. Oh, it's back. The Secret Sound. We didn't have it yesterday.
Very good.
We got it today. Playing for $500. You get a shot at it right now if you're the 100th caller at 877-365-3636. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen the new intern? Extraordinary. Wouldn't I like to give her the old pork sausage? Hello, Jimmy Dean.
The Don and Mike Show.
How's your tank? The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's get a call 100. Being as they're all friendly on the phones again. Here we go. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, call 100.
Yes, you are, my friend. And what's your name?
It's Brent.
Hi, Brent. Where are you from?
Spokane.
All right, get ready. Here you go. A cornucopia of gifts.
All right.
From Microsoft Xbox. We won the Rocky Xbox video game. Go to rocky.ubi.com and see what all the excitement is about. $25 gift certificate to Hooters and the 2003 Hooters calendar.
Yeah.
Won the Blockbuster prize pack with $20 worth of gift cards and also Ice Age with Ray Romano and Dennis Leary, making it a Blockbuster night. But wait, you also won a pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses.
Hey, I like Ray-Ban.
From the Sunglass Hut.
the perfect accessory to have while hunting aliens. For you see, it's a tie-in to Men in Black 2.
In-ass, out-ass, doghouse.
Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith. Excuse me, Will Smith. Now available at VHS and Special Edition Divid. Now, all of that right there, that's a prize package in itself.
Sure well, is. It's the holidays.
And you're going to get to play for even more, $500, if you can identify this common everyday sound. And I will give you a clue. You can hear this sound inside or outside.
Hey, hey, hey.
Inside or outside. We'll give you 15 seconds to come up with a decent guess. Please don't answer until Mike sings like.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Now you hear it inside. Or you take a step out and you go, hey, well, no blizzard yet. And there it is again. And now let's hear from Sir Mix.
Oh, my God, Becky. Look at her butt. It's so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends.
Yeah. Yeah. For $500. Name it and claim it. Well, what is it?
Sounds like the latch on a toolbox.
The latch on a toolbox. Oh,
we're sorry.
Nah. I won't even call you a tool. Thank you, my friend. And don't forget that every guest
it's
is a clue
for you.
A clue for you. Well, it happened last Friday, I believe. It was the first day of Hanukkah.
Right.
I know that Rob, you are 1/8 Jewish.
That's right.
So does that mean you only get one gift?
Yeah.
Instead of eight?
That means you would be celebrating one day of Hanukkah.
One candle.
I already celebrated it. It was wonderful.
And anyway, it is the Hanukkah season, and joining us now is Mike, the Hanukkah guy, who comes in every year. And
look at what he's brought this year, my God.
He educates us about Hanukkah and brings food and junk every year.
Well, no latkes.
No, thank God. They made me sick one.
No potato pancakes.
But a cake.
A cake?
A Hanukkah cake.
A Hanukkah cake.
Hi,
Bob.
Hi. How are you doing, Mike?
What does it say, Mike?
It says a publicity picture of you, an old publicity picture of you.
Wow.
And it says, show us the gelt.
Hey, that's appropriate.
Gelt being money, Yiddish for money.
Yeah, right.
Sure. The gelt.
The gelt.
I got you.
That is fantastic. Let's give him a round of
applause. We should send it down to Alan's office.
Okay. Absolutely. Well, I was thinking, I do have gifts for all of you, and I have some extra gifts. It is the Hanukkah season.
Mm-hmm.
You did have a fight with Alan.
We did.
So don't you think that maybe the Hanukkah season, this is the fourth day of Hanukkah, as long as it's still light out where you are,
right.
You could make it up by letting Alan take a gift. Maybe he'd be happy, say something about Hanukkah.
What gift did you have in mind,
oh,
Michael,
I don't know.
For
I
Alan?
You can pick the gifts here.
Oh, wow. Here we go. Hanukkah gifts.
Oh, my
pick
God.
A Buzz, you
wonderful.
May want to get a gift also.
I'd love
something
to do that,
you.
Michael. Thank you.
What do you have?
It's a Hanukkah musical yo-yo.
Well, we have...
That certainly would be appropriate for
Lisa,
Alan.
Something for you.
Lisa's got the Hanukkah hoedown.
Something for you, Rob A. There's something for you.
Oh, look, and everybody gets a Hanukkah toy. Oh, Rob,
that Hanukkah hoedown Lisa's doing is playing I Had a Little Dreidel.
Well, no, this is the...
No, you have the boinger.
Wait,
no, you have to do it. You hold it real close and boing hard. No.
Here, Mike, you do it. Go ahead.
Like this. Hold it like this, and it goes...
Oh, I get it. And we have
Buzz can have, there's something for Buzz also.
Buzz, here's a talking dreidel for you.
Wonderful, thank you.
The dreidel that talks back. Let me see if this works. You know?
There's something, I think on the front you press something.
Oh. You know?
Yeah, Lisa got it to boing.
You know, I can't get this thing to work. The dreidel that talks back.
Oh, Buzz got it.
Oh. Is this making any noise?
Yes, it's... I think so.
It's the dreidel that talks back.
It's supposed to.
Hey, you'll love this, Don. This might be for you. A football dreidel.
You have sports dreidels also.
Oh, and a basketball dreidel.
Oh, I like the football dreidel. Hey, remember how we've turned dreidel into gambling in the past?
Yeah, I like that. That's
remember
fun.
That?
That's fun. Michael doesn't always approve of that.
Well,
but
no, but last year you did very well. I think Buzz may have won last year.
I think so. Buzz always wins when we have the dumb gambling games. Well, Buzz, and Robbie, there's a dreidel keychain for you.
Oh, how nice. It's musical.
It's a musical dreidel keychain.
Well, what gift are we going to give Alan?
Do you have a dreidel that sings F.U.?
No, I don't think.
Why don't we give him the Hanukkah hoedown?
No, I'm going to... That's mine.
Okay, fine.
Let him have the
No. There is one other. There is one other possibility.
What is that?
I almost hate to say this, but you do have a cake with your pictures.
Give him the whole cake.
Could pick which one of you to eat.
No, bring him the cake.
Bring him the entire cake. Who would like to bring Alan the entire cake?
How about Mike brings it to him?
You want me to bring
No, not you. I mean,
Mike, would you mind bringing the cake down to Alan?
I would be happy to.
All right, and we could maybe call Alan's office and see if he got the cake.
Yeah. Hey, Robbie, then come on back in for your Hanukkah lesson. But would you mind running the cake down to Alan's office?
Are we going to go down? Yeah, we'll ring Alan up, and they'll show you how to get down there.
Well, Robbie?
Lisa was going to call on her cell phone so we could...
Hello?
Hey, Alan, it's Don and Mike. We're sending something down to you.
You're about to get something, Alan.
Okay.
Not something you'll hate.
You won't dislike this. It should be there within 10 seconds.
Momentarily. It's making its way down right now.
Black roses, maybe?
No, not at all. No.
Okay.
It was a thought, but no.
Yeah.
Here we go.
What's the matter with me?
That's Buzz playing one of his Hanukkah toys. Did he get there yet, Alan?
Look.
Is the guy there?
Yeah, Alan.
He's
here.
He's there.
And Alan, will you describe what we're presenting you with?
Well, you're presenting me with a delicious smelling chocolate cake. It looks like
right. Yeah, and that's your
sheet cake. And there's Hanukkah menorahs on it.
Right.
Dreidels. And there's dreidels, mm-hmm, and right. It's being held by the Hanukkah guy.
Right.
And they show us the gelt.
There you go, Alan.
Alan, you can keep that with our compliments.
You know, I just actually noticed that as I read it.
There you go.
Yeah,
absolutely. So glad you read it, too.
And it's one of those cakes that you can actually have somebody's picture put on.
That's amazing, right?
So it's a picture of me and Mike and Buzz.
Take that home to the whole family tonight, Alan.
There you go.
All right, Alan.
All right, guys.
Or even better, bring it to the WJFK holiday party.
Oh, yeah.
On Friday night. All right, Alan. Hey, would you send the Hanukkah guy back?
The Hanukkah guy is on his way back.
Very good. Right. And you
he's spinning like a dreidel.
Very good.
Okay. So are we, Alan.
All right.
Goodbye. Oh.
Bye, Alan.
Goodbye.
Rob, you're pretty good with that yo-yo.
I didn't get a chance to say hi to Alan.
Oh, that's right. What
could you
shame.
Call him back for me?
Well, you do the talking.
All right. He'll pick up any minute, I'm certain.
He's not going to pick up. He probably is lucky.
Hi, Alan. It's Rob. Just wanted to say hi.
Alan,
happy Hanukkah.
You won't even say happy Hanukkah to Rob?
Happy Hanukkah, guys.
Guys.
General.
Bye, Alan.
Greetings.
Bye, Al.
See ya.
He won't talk to Rob.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Michael. That was
Michael,
very nice.
Not a problem. You know, by bringing him that cake, you can use that in negotiations. Yeah. They show us the gelt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it did absolutely have your pictures on it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Joe, it was a beautiful cake, and you brought us all these wonderful dreidel toys.
Can I just say a word about Hanukkah?
No.
Yeah, of course.
Well, Hanukkah, as your listeners may remember, is the holiday where, about 2,000 years ago, 2,100 years ago, the Greeks ruled Israel. The
right.
Jews lived there. The Jews wanted to worship as Jews.
That's when the Jews were all eating gyros.
Apparently.
Yes, absolutely.
Gyros.
Gyros. I still remember when Gordon Liddy corrected me that day. That's why I called them gyros. All right, go ahead, Michael. I interrupted.
So what happened was they tried to have the Jews worship their way. The Jews said no. There was a revolt. There was a military victory.
Right.
And the Jews reconquered the temple.
Right.
One vial of oil. They lit the vial of oil on the menorah in the temple. Miraculously, instead of lasting one day, it lasted 8 days.
There you go.
That's the story of Hanukkah. And I said a couple of years ago, the essence of Hanukkah is this spiritual miracle that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Jews win! Jews win! Jews win! I don't want to rub it in. You're not hearing much from the Greeks anymore, are you?
It's a very, very happy, festive holiday. Jews win!
What last did you hear from the Greeks? My big, fat Greek wedding, right?
Right, yes, that's true. Yes.
Jews win. Rack went up in the W column for the Jews.
There are many Greek Jews, though. Is that correct?
Yes, there are. There are Jews in almost all countries
around
the
world. Of course, that's right. That's right.
Some of your best friends are probably Jewish.
Absolutely.
May I ask you your opinion of our feature, a new feature we've added on the show in the last year, Jew to Jew.
Jew to Jew.
Have you heard us do Jew to Jew?
I have heard Jew to Jew.
And do you like it?
Yes, of course I like it.
Thank you.
It's up there with the Bill O'Reilly thought of the day.
You know, it's really nice to get the Michael Hoffman stamp of approval on Jew to Jew. You know, that covers us, you know, sometimes, you know?
Can we get you on tape saying, this is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew?
Here we go.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
And how about your official title? Don't you have an official title? Don't you, you know, don't you...
The Hanukkah man, Santa Hanukkah, will you?
The Hanukkah guy?
The Hanukkah guy, yeah.
Oh, can I, by the way, use this opportunity just to plug my organization?
Yes, yeah,
go ahead, yes.
Because I work for a wonderful organization, the Jewish Council for the Aging of Greater Washington.
Amen.
Keeping older people independent in their own homes for as long as possible. So we help Buzz a lot.
There you go. A fine organization. You do a lot of great work, and that's
well,
terrific.
And let me just say hello to Jamie and Leslie, the graphic arts department of Jamie.
And you know, Mike, we're on opposing sides there, because I believe at some point they all belong in what I like to call my leisure worlds.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Where they won't be able to drive.
After
and,
a certain age, right. People won't be able to drive or go to the store.
Right, right.
And basically what you do
they is... They should be off the roads at age, what, 40? 40?
I'm thinking 60, and yes, we call them our leisure camps.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Does your mother-in-law still drive?
My mother-in-law, she drives a Mustang, as a matter of fact. She gets an exemption, as does Mike's mom.
That's it. My mom and Don's mother-in-law will be allowed to drive. That's wonderful.
Will I get an exemption,
very
too?
Nice. Well, I just wanted to come in. I always enjoy coming in, and just to remind people, it's Hanukkah today. Right now, East Coast time, it's the fourth day, but later on, it'll be the fifth day of Hanukkah, so people should light the candles, the Jewish listeners. And remember that it's a Hanukkah, and it's a wonderful time of year.
Now, is the last day of Hanukkah the big one where you have the big festivities, or is,
no,
are they all pretty
festivities
equal?
All the time. As a matter of fact, the custom, many people have the custom to give money. That's the Hanukkah geld. And I give my daughter the first, I double it each night. So the first night I give her 25 cents, then 50 cents, then 1, then 2, then 4, 18, 16, and 32. So she ends up.
Wow. What's amazing?
You aren't cheap, man.
What's amazing?
You give your daughter like, what, $70 for the biggest holiday of the year?
That's not a lot.
You know, what's interesting is that is the exact same amount of money that Alan is offering us in our current contract.
So much?
Yeah, we're very, very happy about that.
Structure, too.
Same structure. It's going to be doubled every year.
25 cents, then 50 cents, then a dollar.
We're very, very excited about that. We are.
And your daughter's happy with that? How old is your daughter?
12.
Well.
But this is the last of four kids. I did this with all the kids.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Now, when do you stop?
At what point did they rebel and say, Dad, wow, you're really cheaping us out here by giving us, Rob, do the math in your head. It's 25 cents, and then 50 cents, then a dollar, then $2, then $4, then $8,
$15.75,
then $16,
$31.75,
then $32,
$63.75.
Exactly.
Right, around $70.
All right.
So at what point do your children say to you, Dad, you're giving us $63 for the biggest holiday of the year?
No, they were always very happy. There was never a problem.
Are there other gifts? Because you know me, I'm into the material part of holidays. Are there other gifts? Are there other gifts besides?
Well, many other people will give a gift each night, but the truth is, my being the observant guy that I am, we really want to differentiate it from Christmas or other holidays, so we stick to the gelt.
Okay.
And then she can go out and buy whatever she wants. She wants a doll, she wants a book, she wants whatever it is.
So do you also celebrate Santa Claus?
No.
No, you do.
No.
Are you Orthodox, Reformed?
I'm Orthodox.
You're Orthodox. Don't celebrate. I mean,
the fact of the matter is, for instance, there's a menorah. There was a menorah lighting on the ellipse behind the White House this past Sunday. I think that's a wonderful thing. I think it's a wonderful thing that there's a Christmas tree lighting on the White House lawn. I think it's very nice when people show their religion. And truthfully, if everybody observed religion properly, the world would be a better place. The problem is that many people don't.
Do you hate Wash FM?
For all the Christmas music?
Yes. Because they're playing Christmas music, nothing but Christmas music for a whole month.
No,
oh, there's
I
the
gelt.
There's the gelt. Oh, throw me some gelt.
Oh, yes, I forgot. I brought you the chocolate gelt. I don't hate Wash FM. They're doing what they can for ratings. I suspect, though, that I heard you had Steve Allen, the program director, on.
Yes, did you?
Well, I suspect so. I'm not sure, but I would bet you it was a Jewish decision to. I'm not sure.
Oh, you're killing me.
No, it's, I think it's true.
That's funny.
I don't doubt it.
Look, Allen is Jewish, right?
Oh,
Allen
no.
I'm not sure.
Jesus Christ. No pun intended. And I know Jesus was a Jew.
Jewish guy, yeah.
Yeah, Jesus is a very famous Jew. Well, Mike, happy Hanukkah.
Very nicely
and,
said.
And happy fifth night coming up.
Right, right.
And enjoy. And
thank you for all the wonderful, delicious gifts.
Yes.
And for your Jewish employees, might I remind them that since Friday night is also Hanukkah, it's not just a Christmas party, it's a Hanukkah party.
The Hanukkah
but
party.
But it's on the Sabbath, so that's another issue. But it is a Hanukkah party and a Christmas party.
The whole Sabbath thing, that's nutty. That's like Saturday, right? That's your day?
Right, Saturday, yeah.
That's the
Why?
Day.
Why? That's great.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
The seventh day.
Yeah, but...
From an Orthodox point, for instance, you'll think this is nutty.
This is always education. I go to synagogue. You're always education.
With my family. We have meals together. We have friends together. We go to synagogue. But being of the Orthodox Jewish persuasion, I don't drive. I won't get in a car and go somewhere, so I'll walk to synagogue.
Right.
We will have lights set up in the house to go on and off. We'll have the oven on already to keep food warm.
Right, because it's like a weird Amish thing, right?
They copied it.
You can't turn anything on, right?
You're not supposed to turn a light on.
Right. So let's do the football game on Saturday.
Yeah.
And you want to see. You got to leave the TV on all day?
Well, it really wouldn't be appropriate, but you could. Although I will tell you, when I was growing up, I wasn't quite as observant. And Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year,
There
would always be a break between these services in synagogue. So we'd go out for a walk somewhere. Usually Yom Kippur comes out sometime during the baseball playoffs or the World Series.
Right.
And in those days, they had these appliance stores where they'd have TVs in the window.
Sure, the window, right.
So I'd managed to mosey myself down Main Street.
And you were okay.
Queens, and I managed to catch half an inning of the World Series or something like that.
Let me ask you something. If you, let's say that you're...
I wouldn't do that now, though.
Let's say you're really into it like you are, and that you know that there's going to be a football game you want to see. So you leave the TV on Friday night.
I mean, in this day and age, you can tape it, TiVo it, whatever.
Well, let's say you want to watch it live. So you leave the TV on, so the TV's on. Is it a deal breaker if you hit the mute button?
Not if you leave it on, right?
Well, again, technically you could leave it on, but it's really not appropriate for the Sabbath. So technically you could leave it on. I wouldn't do it because it's not appropriate for the Sabbath. But if you want me to push the mute, no, I'd have to listen to the commercials.
Right.
So you would not be able to work any of the volume, the contrast, the tint, nothing.
Right.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Tint.
This is some of the best chocolate gelt that I've had in a long time.
I'm afraid I could never be a practicing Jew. I couldn't. I love TV too much.
Well, that's not the only reason. Well, I don't know for sure.
Well, F you.
Let's not make it ugly.
I'm kidding, of course. And happy Hanukkah, Michael.
Happy Hanukkah, and thank you very much, Michael. And everybody should be in good health, and maybe we'll get together again next year.
Let's do it.
I hope it's every year.
Whether it's here or another station, you'll find us.
Oh, somewhere.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you. The choices are infinite.
Get out of here.
God bless you, Michael.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Michael.
A great
Thanks
guy.
A lot.
Michael, the Hanukkah guy.
He is such a good guy.
The Hanukkah guy. What, are you looking for more of these?
Yeah.
Here you go. Knock
out him. Tasty, aren't
they? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hit you in the head with it. I hit Mike in the head with a chocolate.
Lost an eye.
I love the Hanukkah gelt. I really do. It's always nice. No jelly donuts this year.
No.
Just cake.
Well, they brought a cake.
Yeah, I brought a cake, and we gave
it out. At least you didn't bring those...
Latkes.
Those potatoes.
Remember how sick I got on those one year?
We always had to eat those and say how much we liked them. You ate them, Buzz.
They're good when they're hot and fresh, but any food that contains a lot of fat, once it gets cold and coagulates, not so good. Yeah.
Well, you brought some cool dreidels. You want the baseball dreidel, Mike?
Yeah, I'll take the... Are we going to wager?
Sure.
All right.
Let me get some dough out here.
Okay.
Just do one for $20 though.
We're gonna put $20 in the pot.
I'm only in for one.
Hold it. I don't remember the code.
I have it here. It's on the back of the dreidel card actually. Yeah.
You got it.
Okay, let's put the pot in.
A gimel is you win everything.
I'm in for 20. What do you got there, Buzz? What are you doing?
Put the pot up here.
Buzz, are you reading? Or?
The hay is when you win half. Yeah, I think we can figure out. We have to figure out what the symbols are, I guess.
Rob, don't you remember the symbols? You're one of the Jewish.
I remember about an eighth of them, which is half of one, so it doesn't help us much.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Oops. Hello, Don Mike.
Hi, you're talking, I want to talk to Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're talking to us. Hello.
What's up, Don?
Hey, we're about to do our dreidel gambling.
This is Alan calling from Philly.
Yeah,
I called yesterday. I wasn't correcting you. I thought that's what you were saying. I didn't know it was your opinion. Until
the hell are you talking about?
About the Eagles and the Rams?
Yeah. I didn't know it was your opinion that you're saying Tampa Bay was the best team in the league.
He's calling to make peace.
All right, thank you.
No, I'm just calling to say that other guy who called, he's a fag. And he should,
jump off the bandwagon because he's nothing but a fag.
It's all right. It's just a misunderstanding.
Jesus Christ, it's Tuesday.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hey, Don Mike.
Hi.
What's up?
Hey.
And Barnes.
Hey, Robbie, have you figured out the scoring yet on this?
I figured it out.
Okay, hi. You're on the air.
What's up?
Hi.
Yeah, you know, I've been trying to get through for the past hour.
Well, here you are. What do you want?
I don't know. All right. Green Bay sucks.
Oh, now, why does Green Bay? Do you live in Green Bay?
Nope.
Well, do you mean the football team or the town?
What's that?
Do you mean the football team Green Bay sucks or the town?
Football team. Mm-hmm.
The football team. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Frederick.
Frederick. And they got a great team in Frederick, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Are you a Frederick fan?
Nope.
Why are you calling to say Green Bay sucks?
Oh, I was just trying to get through.
No, don't say I don't know. Come on.
What sucks about Green Bay? Why don't you like Green Bay?
Because I think they're overrated.
Mm-hmm.
They're overrated.
Why? Why do you think they're overrated? And don't say I don't know.
Why?
I'll tell you, I think Frederick is overrated. I've been to towns with much better truck stops than Frederick.
We don't have a truck stop up here anymore.
Yes, you sure do.
No, we don't.
Yes, you do have a truck. You have more than one truck stop in Frederick.
It goes up there by the truck stop.
What? What did you say?
So there's a Costco up there now.
You mean they don't have the big, giant truck stop in Frederick anymore?
Nope, they shut down.
No, this guy, there was more than
I hated that truck stop.
There was more than one truck stop in Frederick, Maryland. Always more than one. Hell, the whole town is a truck stop. Go to the Francis Scott Key Mall.
Yeah, that's where I'm calling from.
They say it's a shopping mall, but it's actually just a giant truck stop.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Oh, you dumb white trash. Go to hell. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Happy holidays from the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is TC from Baltimore, hon. How you folks doing tonight?
I was
calling to tell you a story about some Orthodox Jews I had an experience with.
Yeah.
I'm a Baltimore City police officer, and one time during the Sabbath, I had to go to one of their homes because they weren't allowed to turn their alarm off because it was going off all day. This guy sat there watching his alarm all day, and I had to turn it off for him.
No, talk in your real voice.
I had to turn it off for him.
I don't doubt that.
Is that a true story?
That is a true story. I'm a Baltimore City police officer, and I used to work in an area where there's a high concentration of Jewish folks that live, and we used to get calls all the time when they were having their Sabbath. They couldn't turn the lights on or off.
Wow.
They couldn't turn off their alarm.
How could they call you then?
Well, the alarm company would call for them.
Ah.
The alarm would go off, and the company would call 911, and we had to go out. And this guy had sat in his living room for about 4 hours because he couldn't touch his alarm.
Wow.
All right.
And we had to turn it off for him.
See, now that's a great call when you drop the fake Baltimore accent.
Mm-hmm.
Good one.
Well,
thank you.
I figured Mike would like the Baltimore, hon.
I like that. And my brother-in-law, Paul, was driving back from some kind of conference with a coworker of his who was Orthodox, and... it was getting close to sundown, and the guy was freaking out. He was absolutely freaking out. And on the Tappan Zee Bridge, the guy went up on the sidewalk, getting around traffic so that he could get back to his house before sundown.
Do you know what lousy Jews you and I would make?
Yeah, because we like the creature comforts.
We'd be the worst Jews in the world.
I think we would be very bad at it.
But you'd have me. I could be your, Shabbos Goy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could be the Shabbos Goy.
Slave.
I could change your tent.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, sir. What say you, Don and Mike? Smupalka here.
Hi, Sue.
That's bad on the weather. Dreidel dollars on the weather.
It's Mike Landis guy now calling as the Sue Palka guy.
Well, what do you think, Sue? What's it going
to
do?
I predict 2 to 4 feet of snow, northwest, southeast of D.C.
All right.
It's going to be the most on Great Falls, Virginia.
Okay.
Goodbye.
All right.
Gotta mention the town I live in.
He's like stalker.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike, what's up?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, I'm calling from Owings Mills. My name's Phil. Want to let you know, that guy you called about Frederick.
Hey, it's Owings Mills Phil.
Owings Mills Phil, that's me.
Yeah, Owings Mills Phil. What about Frederick?
Yeah, that guy's a schmuck, man. That whole place is one big truck stop.
Yes, I believe I said that. Thank you.
You get all 70s of sheets and...
I don't know.
Horrible.
That's right. Bye-bye.
All right, brother.
Oh, you're being like the guy on the phone, Mike. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know, brother. What do you got there, Robbie?
I have a dreidel, and I have the rules.
All right.
So who's in for how much?
I've got 20 right here.
Okay, I'm in for 20.
Is anybody else getting in?
Are you betting, Buzz?
Okay, sure.
Come on in then, Buzz.
All right.
And bring your gelt.
Rob, you're not in on this?
I haven't any money.
Really? You were out selling deodorant today.
Yes, but I have to wait for that to filter through.
I'll put 20 in for Rob. Donna Mike, hello. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hi.
Hi.
Hi there. You're on the air.
I haven't heard you guys in years. I just found you, moved back into the area, and I just, man, these guys are so negative towards you guys. I love you.
Oh, not everybody.
I just wanted to tell you that.
Not everybody's so negative, honey.
What's your problem?
Yesterday, man, was a nightmare. My first day back listening to you guys, and yesterday just seemed so negative, and I couldn't be Jewish anyway, and I just wanted to share that with you.
Why couldn't you be Jewish?
I'm tattooed. From what I heard, we can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery if you're tattooed, so.
I think that's right. That's 6 feet under, right?
Really? Jews can't be tattooed?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Well, I'm out then. So are you, Buzz. We could never convert.
Hey, but I could. I could.
All right, see you later.
Yeah. See ya. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don. Mike, how's it going?
Hi.
Yeah, I'll tell that guy that called from Frederick about the Packers that they suck. Tell him he sucks.
Now I know. You are calling from Green Bay, right?
Pontiac, Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's close enough. You listening on the Green Bay station there?
No, Columbus.
Columbus?
Out of Madison.
Oh, the Madison. Oh, the Mad City. Yeah.
Yeah, 100X.
Yeah, 100X there. Yeah, go Packers.
Yeah.
All right there.
I want to tell them that how many other teams with that many injuries could bring in Fisher and run for 91 yards on, like, 8 carries.
God, do you believe that? I love the fact that all these people in these cities are so passionate.
Yeah, it's great. It's getting to that time of year, too, and that's why people are going mental.
All the Eagles fans are nutty. The Packers fans are nutty. And we are ready to do our dreidel gambling.
All right, Mike, who goes first?
You can spin for me. Go ahead, Rob.
All right, spinning for Don.
Don's going first.
How do we know if we win?
I have the key. You either get a nun, a gimel, a hay, or a shin.
And what do you need to win?
The best thing
gimel.
You can get is the gimel.
That gets the whole pot.
All right,
and the game's over.
Go ahead. Spin for me, Rob.
I'm spinning.
Oh, it's not doing
round, like a record round.
Going to be a while.
Round, like a record. What is it?
It is a...
Come on, gimel.
You neither pay nor receive.
All right, so I'm still in it.
Buzz.
I'm still in it to win it.
All right. Here we go.
Well, it goes down, Mike.
I thought we were going to go clockwise like a... Card game.
Stop it. Grab it.
Avoid it.
Come on, Mike. You're having all the candy.
I am eating all the candy.
It is...
Do it.
A hay. Buzz wins half.
Buzz wins half.
Half the dough.
Half the dough. Hi, Mike.
It's Mike's turn to spin the dreidel.
All right, here we go.
Gambling dreidels.
You know, this is just a carryover from my previous weekend.
Come on, don't be so negative now.
I'm sorry. I've lost a lot of money recently.
How much for a king?
How many points?
How many points for a king?
And meanwhile, silver lining over here.
You got something there, Rob? Has the thing stopped yet?
Yeah, Mike wins half.
Oh.
All right, well, Mike and Buzz each win half.
Half of what remains or half of the whole
thing? F you, Buzz. I was hoping you wouldn't bring that up. You are a hump. I hate you now.
I know. Well, you hated me
before. I hate you now.
That's all right.
God, come on. Just take half the money. Each of you,
all right, so there was
take
how much ten, left?
Take 10 of 20, mine. 30,
there was 40 left in the pot. I get 20.
All right.
And then Buzz gets 20.
Where's my spin?
No, nobody gets it. I get half of it.
No, he's
so you get to spin. Rob gets to spin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then if it's left, we go again.
This is not
you don't understand the rules, do you?
It's not as exciting as the dreidel games in the past have been.
We were more into it before.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up, Don? Mike.
Hi.
Oh, it's Rob. Hey, guys, yesterday you guys had that lady, you know that female that
you
called?
You get half of it because it's yours.
Oh, hold on. We're figuring out what's going on with the game.
All right, yeah, good luck.
There's 10 left in, and you get half because you put me up.
Okay.
So. All right, it's fair.
All right, yeah, anyway. And you know what? That's another thing.
No, I mean...
The woman who called and sounded like a man never showed up yesterday.
True. Terrifying. Yeah, she was saying, I don't know, I stopped listening when I got home last night from work, but the actress she was talking about was Penelope Ann Miller.
Yeah?
And she's a hag, like an extreme hag.
Oh, like
a girl she's a hag. Tries to look attractive, but fails every time.
All right, thank you, my friend.
You got it, man. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was another letdown on yesterday's show, that female never showed up.
And it's the second time we've been stiffed.
No, you know what? That occurred makes me think. I have a voicemail from the guy with the cast.
You do?
Ah!
And he claims...
Yes?
He claims that he tried to call yesterday, but because you weren't taking calls...
Hold on up, Lisa.
How awfully convenient. While she's pulling it up, shall I spin for you?
Yeah, go ahead. Spin the dreidel.
Here we go.
Like I might as well just open up the window and just throw in my 20 bucks out.
Here we go. It's spinning.
But the excitement of watching a dreidel spin.
And it lands on...
What did he get?
He also gets half.
You get $5.
Good for me.
Hello, Don, on my show. You know, after being in Atlantic City, this just doesn't cut it for
it
me, boys.
It's not as thrilling, is it?
Hello, Don, on my...
Maybe if we can incorporate flashing lights.
What? Hello?
You have to play strip.
Whenever you're ready.
You have to play strip what?
Strip dreidel.
Oh, strip dreidel. With these been in here?
Have you played strip dreidel before?
Of course.
Would you like to come down?
Every good Jew plays strip dreidel.
Every good Jew plays strip dreidel.
Really?
Come show us your gimmels.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Probably Mary Lou Retton.
Goodbye. Do we have the voicemail here?
Hold on. Okay. Six. You have one old message to... The message is...
Bette Midler.
Hi, Lisa. It's Rob. Here's a message for you. It's the guy with the cat.
Hey, Rob, it's Tony, the guy with the cast. I was just calling in, but you guys are answering the phones, I guess, now. If you still got my number, give me a call. Otherwise, I'm not going to leave it on the voicemail. I'll try and reach you guys.
Do we have his number?
Yep.
This could be taped for broadcast. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right, so that would be a follow-up on...
Well, that's encouraging.
On something from...
But he doesn't offer any explanation at all.
No, and why...
I'll call him right here. Hold on.
571. What are you doing?
I'm just trying to... I've got a baseball dreidel over here that I'm trying to work with, and it's not...
So did I win any money, Rob, or not?
You've won...
The pot owes you
$5. Pot owes you $5, and now it continues. There's $5 left. Buzz goes next.
Buzz is gone. He forfeits.
I think both Buzz and I are bored with the dreidel game. Are you bored with the dreidel game, Buzz?
I'm good.
Yeah, Buzz won the most money.
As always.
As always. And then when I won, I could have taken half the pot because nobody was really paying attention
right
except Buzz.
Hold on.
As soon as I can.
Yep. Hey, what's this guy's name? Tony?
Castman.
Tony, it's Don and Mike. Kind of a feeble excuse yesterday. Leaving Rob a voicemail.
We want to find out what the deal was, why you didn't show up before we left for Thanksgiving.
Because last we heard, you called us on the show before Thanksgiving to tell us that you had a full-size cast put on your leg, even though you didn't break your leg.
Your message is too short.
Too short? How can a message be too short?
It can be too long, I would think.
I've never heard of that. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? What's going on? Hello?
We're trying to... We're done with the dreidel game, correct?
Don and Mike, yes. Hello? Did somebody knock out the phone? Oh, I see the problem. My apologies. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the policeman from Baltimore, the other caller.
The police in Baltimore?
Yes, the one who had to turn off the alarm?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it scary to know that the alarm went off and 4 hours later they showed up?
Yeah, that's the way it is at many, many cities. And congratulations to Baltimore once again on being one of the most dangerous places to live in the world.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing?
Is this the original How You Doing guy?
I'm not sure yet.
I think so.
Hey there.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, guy?
Hey there.
Hey, if you've never heard this guy before, he's just a guy, and all he says is, how you doing?
Hey there. Mm-hmm.
Where you been?
Hey there. Hey.
You know, we missed hearing from you.
Hey, dude.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Hey, dude.
Looking forward to Christmas?
Hey, dude. How you doing? How you doing?
Charlie Brown Christmas.
How you doing?
Wonderful. You're in the Christmas spirit. Hey, good.
So you're not a Jew?
Hate it.
No, he's not a Jew.
Not a Jew.
But you enjoy the Hanukkah man, right?
Hate it.
Oh, he likes it.
All right, how you doing, guy? All right, nice talking to you.
Hate it.
All right, well. See ya. How you doing, guy?
He's gone.
There you go.
Like the wind.
See, that's a good caller right there.
That is a good caller.
How you doing, guy? Don and Mike, hello.
Well, from one good caller to your most disappointing of the day.
Oh, Gladys.
Rob, what's the statute of limitations on this?
Not until next year, hon.
No, I believe I got my Christmas call. This is my Christmas call.
I don't believe that's allowed.
Rob does not like Gladys.
Rob has a mouthful of food.
But I love you guys so much. And Rob, where's your Christmas spirit?
Hey, Gladys,
he just fans in your ass. In his ass, Gladys.
You're calling awfully early.
Well, it's, you guys always have such, you know, thoughtful shows that I can't ever get to.
Hey, here's the music for Gladys. This is a woman who listens to the show at Wichita, Kansas, and really, absolutely, I mean, God bless her. She loves us, listens every day. But
you have any weather out there in Kansas there, Gladys?
No, they're pretty
good.
Yeah, they're the same way here, always threatening and nothing happens.
And no moisture at all.
It's very cold and gloomy, but you guys are my bright spot in the day.
You've had a bit of a drought out there in Wichita, haven't you?
No, my goodness, in October we got so much rain.
Do you still have that problem? Do you still have that problem with vaginal dryness?
No, I don't.
Did you take medicine for it?
No, I don't take any medicine.
You don't take Vagisil?
No.
What do you do? Just moisten your fingers?
You guys are so bad.
We are.
And yet you fall.
But I just wanted to call and say happy Thanksgiving.
For those of you who don't know, this is Gladys. She lives in Wichita, and she has a real problem with feminine dryness.
Right. Everyone knows that, yes.
Her vagina area is very arid. It's like a desert.
Gladys, how long have you been calling us now?
You know, it's almost like our eighth year. Can you believe it?
8 years.
You know, that dryness goes back to her years in the service when she was known as Gladys Potter, the gonad goblin.
Yeah.
Rob remembers everything about you, Gladys.
I know it, and I remember everything about you guys.
That's right. Wonderful.
All right, so we won't be hearing from you until next year, right?
June 1st.
Well, June 3rd.
See, we actually have to put her on a restriction.
Right.
She calls the show.
Well, I just wanted to say y'all have good holiday.
Thanks, Gladys.
And,
right. Okay.
And you have a good Christmas, Mike, with your girls.
Thank you.
Okay,
I think about you guys a lot.
And
thank
Gladys,
you, Gladys.
Have
yes,
a good Mother's
Bob.
Day. And talk to you in June.
Wait. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Gladys.
Hi, Gladys.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Valentine's, St. Patrick, Mother's Day.
Hi, Gladys.
No. When did you say? I can call in January.
Gladys.
June 1st.
Bye, Dry Badge. Bye.
Could you end on a nice note?
No.
We love your Dry Badge.
Hey, where's your retarded son? That was the one.
Oh man, he's sick.
That was the one good call you had when your retarded son picked up the phone that day.
Oh, he embarrassed me so badly that day. I was very upset.
What was he that day? Drunk or what?
No, his friend was with him and he was just showing off.
You say he embarrassed you?
Oh, I was terribly embarrassed.
You can't slight the boy for carrying out a family tradition.
Yeah, well, no, he's been very ill since Thursday.
Really, very ill? Like, what's the nature of his illness?
Oh, vomiting, fever.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh,
plus wow. A little heart. And then the other kid had strep yesterday. And
wow,
brother. And how's your vagina?
My dad died in October, and you know.
Oh dear.
And how's your vagina?
It's been a bad couple months.
How's your vagina?
Sorry.
It's still there.
Still there.
It's still there. It's not going anywhere.
It's still dry?
Don, come on.
All those illnesses in the
you
house.
You want me to hang up. But
might want to keep a cleaner countertop.
Is it still dry?
Oh, the house cleaner came today.
Oh, the house cleaner.
Yeah,
there's a lucky lady.
Yeah.
Did you clean your vagina?
Don.
Clorox wipes.
There's other things to talk about. Just say happy Merry Christmas.
Not when you're on the line.
And I'll talk to you. I'm very touched how you care for your father-in-law. Really neat.
Do you hang any balls off your vagina? You know, for Christmas time?
Oh.
You love it, don't you, Gladys? You love it.
Oh, my face is red.
You love it.
Just your vagina.
Hey, carpet matches the drapes.
You see, Gladys has a problem with feminine dryness.
Yes.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I may have it one time.
How did you get the nickname the Gonad Gobbler?
I don't know. I'm sure Don came up with it. He's so creative.
Because she went down on so many guys when she was in the Air Force.
I read it in Stars and Stripes magazine.
And she would do it all.
No, yeah. It's a newspaper.
She would do it all.
Yeah, all right.
Gladys.
Well,
okay.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, right.
Merry effing Christmas.
Happy Independence Day.
And Happy New Year.
Goodbye, Gladys.
La, la, la.
Say bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Hope you get lots of lotrimin.
Bye, dry vagina.
Yeah, yes. Bye. You never end on anything nice,
no.
Can you?
You have a very nice, very dry vagina.
No.
That's nice.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Gladys.
Yeah.
Merry
bye.
Christmas, Gladys. Bye, vagina.
Very observant.
There she goes.
Man, she's a pain in the ass.
She played every card.
She did.
She played every card.
Right, yeah, I got a death in the family. My father died. My son's sick.
Boys, come on. I love her.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Uniform's kind of uncomfortable.
Hamilton, you're going over there as a representative of Captain Hook Fish and Chips. Part of our image, part of our appeal is that uniform. You know that.
You really want me to put this stuff back on?
Yes, I do. Show a little pride.
Yes, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
They are.
So what? We both have the time and so what?
Wishing ye good luck in everything. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Here we are. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi, this is Biff. I'm the monkey that's been rampaging through Japan, biting women on the leg. Buzz will know about it. It's in the news.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, you know, I've been getting a lot of bad press, and I thought maybe I could use your show to kind of straighten things around for me.
Go ahead, crazy monkey.
Well, they're saying that I'm angry because I lost a fight for dominance of the tribe, and that's not true. Yes, there was a fight. The refereeing I thought was unfair. There's been a rematch scheduled, but that's not why I'm angry.
Why are you angry?
Well, have you ever heard of the phrase, hung like a monkey?
Now, listen, I just want to say this guy, he's written a little skit.
Doing his own show.
He's calling us up. It's maybe not the funniest thing I've ever heard.
But he certainly put some effort into it. I am not familiar with the expression hung like a monkey.
No.
I don't think I've ever heard it.
No.
I believe he's making it a play on hung like a horse.
Yeah, would hung like a monkey be the opposite of hung like a horse?
Exactly. That's why I'm angry.
Okay, so you're angry that you as a species...
you have a small wiener.
So I compensate by biting women on the legs.
I understand. All right. Now we understand that.
I appreciate your forum, and I wonder if I could have a prize.
No. Goodbye.
Domo arigato.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, about the Lisa.
Lisa Herndon.
The Lisa?
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by her duality. She has this very professional mannerism. You know, she's very enunciate and articulate.
Yes.
I don't know about her work ethic. But she talks about sex in the same way. She's... it's not quite robotic, but it's a little bit, I don't know, matter-of-factual.
Lisa, would you like to answer your critic?
I don't know if it's a criticism.
Oh, yes.
No, two worlds.
Explain.
Duality of Lisa Herndon.
Yeah, queer duality.
Please explain.
Mm-hmm. I just said, well, for example, yesterday during your birthday surprise.
During her sex show.
Yeah, you described it twice as being like an orgy.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you liked the mood, and you said that all very comfortably, you know, robotically almost.
Well,
does it frighten you at all that this guy remembers that much detail from yesterday?
think what he must have been doing.
And you add that to her Playboy ambition, and it's very strange that someone with such a... Actually, it reminds me a little of Buzz. You said Buzz has a very clean house, and I think it's probably compensation for his... dirty lifestyle, you know?
You know, I think you're right, in my case at least.
And how many people have you killed, and have they found all the bodies?
No, I don't kill people.
Now, do you analyze everybody on the show?
Yes.
All right, go ahead, analyze me. It's Don.
Actually, Don, you are such a performer. I can't get to the bottom of you. I can't get to the center of Don.
The enigma. How about Mike?
Mike, I think, is a little bit self-hating. Yeah, I think he's a little bit self-loathing. Yeah. He is a bit depressed.
That's right.
Yes. And I think he doubts his masculinity.
Now you've made him cry.
But I can't believe he aced it the way he aced it.
What about Rabe?
Rob A.
Yes, Rob A.
Rob A.
I can't get to the bottom of Rob A. either. He's just loud and obnoxious. I really can't define his personality.
I think you've aced him.
Okay.
Are we done here?
I think we are, Mike.
Well, Lisa still is yet to answer, so.
Lisa, would you like to answer this incredibly astute individual?
So basically what you're saying is you think, you know, that I speak and just on the show I carry myself very professionally, and you think that maybe below that there might be a little something crazy there?
Yeah.
Like sexually crazy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
There you go.
And I'm a
And can I ask you a question?
Interrogating me isn't answering the question, Lisa.
Excuse me.
You just did it again.
Excuse me.
Speaking to
Can I ask you? Can I ask you a serious question?
A serious question?
I'm not listening.
Yes, you are.
I am. I'm doing no such thing.
Yes, you are.
What makes you think that I doubt my own masculinity?
You know, it's just an affect again. I judge people by their affects, and you have a kind of dweebish affect, the kind of...
Oh, my gosh.
Dweeb. Now, wait. I doubt my own masculinity. I'm filled with self-loathing, and I'm dweeb.
Wow.
Mike
just dropped the F-bomb.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
But Lisa still doesn't answer. She asks the question every question she's asked.
All right. What direct question do you want to ask Lisa?
Yeah, is this a robotic, or I'll be nice, professional mannerism? Is it compensation for something more recreational in her private life?
Would you dumb that question down for the rest of us, please?
Yeah, dumb it down.
It's my dweeb voice.
I can't think of how to dumb it down. What is the most exotic thing she's ever done?
No, you know what you're doing? You're dancing around here. What you have to, we're not asking you to dumb it down. We're asking you to cut to the chase.
Well, you know what it is? I haven't listened long enough to judge you by anything more than
that. I mean, you were able to really lay it on me thick with the dweeb crap and the masculinity. Cut to the chase. What is your point about Lisa? You talk about duality.
Well, okay. I've met girls like her before, and they're either teases or... They're
I guarantee you this guy has got like 10 girls' heads in his fridge. you open up his refrigerator, it's like, she rejected me, she rejected me, she rejected me, she rejected me.
Well, then for the record, sir, I don't reject you, but I would say maybe a little bit of tease, maybe a little bit of freak.
Aha.
Yeah.
Finally an answer, a little bit of an answer, yeah.
Mm.
All right, now, will that satisfy you?
Yeah, I won't kill anyone for a while.
All right, thank you.
That's good. That's good. And hey, on behalf of everybody, I say thank you.
All right, see you.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know why I reacted that way, Don?
Because he was so right on, Mike?
Absolutely.
Truth hurts, Mike.
And, you know, sometimes when they hold that mirror up to you.
When you have to look at that man in the mirror.
I'm looking at the man in the mirror.
I can't tell you how many times on the weekend in Atlantic City I wanted to tell you that I felt that, but I just, I didn't have the balls to tell you, Mike.
Filled with self-loathing.
And Mike, you know, as we sat and gambled together and drank ogled women and talked to our man talk the whole time, I knew that you were self-hating.
Self-hating and actually wishing I was a woman.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hello.
Why, hello.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
I have a message for Joe Artinger.
Yeah.
I hate you, 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 I hate you,
why? Now, why the hostility?
Why do you hate me? Hello?
Come back.
Hi. I called last week, and I wanted to talk to you guys. And
Joe, hang up, Joe. If you want to talk to her, come in here, Joe.
Okay. He said, well, what do you want to talk to him about, blah, blah, blah. He's doing the whole screener bit.
Yeah.
And I said, really, I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to them. And he called me a C and hung up.
He called you the real C word?
Yes.
You talk. There's an natural laugh.
How unprofessional is that?
Just right here, ma'am.
Joe, did you call this lady a C?
Perhaps I did.
Yeah, you did.
Well, now,
and then, you know what? I really didn't get to retort, but here it is. You're a big D B M eater, Joe Artinger.
Now listen, honey, I'm one who throws around the C word an awful lot myself.
I knew that.
But I don't hear anything, Joe, that would lead me to call this woman a C.
I am such a sweet, young, blossoming woman.
Why would you call me?
Hey, I was just thinking. Let's analyze blossoming.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm only 19.
Oh. Only 19?
Oh, really?
Hey, no, I was right. Hey, 19. Now, Joe, why do you say you were right? Because she was 19.
She just doesn't get it.
What doesn't she get?
It was very simple.
All I said was, what do you want to talk to Don and Mike about? And she goes, I don't have to tell you. Oh. And I said, well, yeah, you do.
I said, C-word. Exactly, and I quote, I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to them.
Oh. Where are you calling
now,
from,
honey? Now, if your ego can't handle that,
you know what, I guarantee
you,
with this attitude, this girl has to be Trey hot.
Yeah, are you a hottie?
I don't know.
Yeah, that means you. Where are you calling from?
Kelly.
We won't be able to see you then in person.
No.
Who is the celeb you think you most resemble?
I've been told that I look like the girl on X-Files, the redhead.
Jillian Anderson.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very close to a Jodie Foster a lot of times.
Yeah, although I've seen that Jillian Anderson look painted up and look real
nice.
Yeah,
she can look real good.
She can make herself look good.
But the paint wears off by the morning's light, Don.
You would know.
You're
no.
You're listening to Joe Hart. Well, is there any way you two kids can work this out?
I'd like an apology.
The Joe Show.
I'd like an apology.
It's Joe.
Joe, can you hear what she's asking for?
Yeah. Joe. What do you know? Now here's Joe. You gonna apologize, Joe?
Come on, yeah. Jeff. Come on.
It's the humble days.
Come on.
No.
Yeah, I think you. I think you're secretly attracted to Joe, man.
Mm-hmm. I really want an apology. I think it was very rude and it was really uncalled for.
Now wait a minute. You lied to me to get on the air today anyway. If you just said that you didn't like me, I would have put you right through. Instead, you said you wanted to pile on Lisa with the other guy.
That's how quick you put me through?
So she wanted to pile on Lisa, and that's all you put right through.
Yeah.
Well, because the other guy was doing it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Nothing personal to Lisa, it's just...
You know what? You're such a fibber, because if I had told you what I was calling about, you would have never...
Wait a minute. You put 3
L's? Oh, you can't drop the F-bomb numerous times.
Wow.
Now, Lisa came in and yelled at Joe, wait, you were going to put somebody through who was going to F with me. Well, F you.
Good. I love it. I love it.
And guess what?
Wait a minute. She loves it?
I love it.
We're all in here now.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
This is what it's going to be like.
This is what it's going to be like.
I brought everybody together over the C-word.
Shut up!
This is what it's going to be like on Friday night.
Yeah. Thank you, Mary.
All of us in the car together. All right. Bye, Mary.
Do I get my apology or what?
Joe apologizes to C.
Good Lord.
We're out of the way. We are out of the way. You know,
no discipline.
Joe said,
no discipline.
Joe said, I apologize. He said, con. You know, he said,
the word.
Oh, we are really in dangerous territory. Happy December, everybody.
Wow. Joe Show.
That's the way it's going to be like for the whole month.
Yeah, I thought, for the record, I thought the lady was very nice.
I didn't.
No, I hated her.
I hated her guts.
Well, that's because you're self-hating.
Self-loathing, Don.
Self-loathing.
Buzz says he likes
her. She does sound hot.
Joe likes everybody. I mean, Buzz likes everyone. Joe was right.
Well, of course. Jocker.
Bully.
Yes, he is.
Nobody laughed louder, Rob, than when that C word came out.
It was terrific.
Jesus.
I thought it was a wonderful apology.
Now, let's go to someone who was on hold. When they're on hold, they hear pre-delay, right?
Everything.
So, this guy, Eric. Hey, Eric?
Yeah, what's up, man?
You just got to hear all the dirty stuff, right?
I did, and it was cool, man. I was riding my high horse. It was badass, man. Good. It was crazy, Jungle. It was crazy. You know that crazy fool?
Are you really a black guy?
Hell no, but I sound like one, don't I?
Yeah, no, you don't.
No.
You sound like you're faking it.
Hello there. Don and Mike, here's another guy who was on hold during all of that. Matt.
Oh, what's up? That was hilarious.
I wish you folks could have heard all of that.
Well, maybe someday she'll see the light, huh?
See you later. Goodbye. What, Lisa?
Well, I just want to get back to this whole Joe thing. So Joe is... I do give you some responsibilities around here, and I just want to be clear. So you put through someone who wants to pile on me and not somebody who wants to hate on you.
She didn't say she wanted to hate on me.
Yeah.
I would have put her right through.
It's
the show.
Okay.
For another day.
Wow, kids, come on.
Would you like to apologize to Lisa?
I'm sorry, Lisa.
That's nice.
It's okay, Joe.
I dare you to call Lisa, Z. I'll have to dump it out, but I dare you to.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I'm all good, man.
We're getting along these days.
That's right.
Yay.
There you go.
Just like me and Mike.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can't wait for Friday. We're sitting next to each other, right?
Looking forward to it.
Yay.
Yeah, really looking forward to
do
it.
Do I get to sit at your table, or do I have to sit at like a card?
We're all sitting at a table together.
Ew, you can't even...
I just... had a loopy come up.
It was a pearl of wisdom.
You know, I was going to say the C word to Lisa just now for comedic value, and I have been so conditioned to not use that word.
Why?
And so fearful and traumatized that I couldn't use that.
Oh my God.
I didn't mean it. I just said it.
No. I'm just going to say that word is like having the atomic bomb in 1945. Mm-hmm. You have it,
yep.
And you can use it,
yep.
But God forbid what follows it.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, quick break. Oh, now, everybody who's really not on the show, get out of here.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, then.
Lisa, stay.
Hey, guys.
You
know,
that includes you, Lisa. Get out of here.
What's up?
Go do your job. Come on.
Well,
go make your magic. Get out of here.
Go around, spit flat.
You really want to do something? Come over here and clean these boogers off.
Oh, God.
Hey, Diego.
No thanks.
Oh, dear.
Do it myself.
That's quite an oogie mess. And you're wearing a black sweatshirt, so they all show up.
Oh, I know. Dear. We have to break. And something else when we come back, I promise. Something else.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ending catechism, learning the theories behind creationism, when I personally believe that with creationism and through the evolution of however man may turn out, I believe that we're all going to become BM eaters on the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I'll tell you what. I appreciate so much what you've tried to share with us.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yes, she did.
Right. Well, Rosie didn't have it.
Rosie O'Donnell's husband, her wife, had a baby.
Yes, sir, a manservant.
Mm-hmm. The Rosie O'Donnell story was on the Buzz News the other day. Oh, Buzz Before This, excuse me, I almost forgot.
Yes.
Fake news guy Bill O'Reilly
has
a thought of the day.
What say you, Donald?
Well, and what about Mike?
Michael, what say you?
Right here, Bill.
Here you go. Bill O'Reilly, thought of the day.
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh.
Bill. What a horrible thought of the day.
Now, you know, I've been asked about this feature. We do not edit these thoughts.
No.
We take a snippet of Bill from every show.
We never edit Bill's thoughts.
I sure do miss the cows.
I'd kill for a dreamsicle
that
right now.
That miniskirted mom sure was sexy.
So, once again, Billy O'Reilly.
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh. That's his thought of the day.
Interesting.
Now, Buzz, the story about Rosie O'Donnell was...
That her partner, her longtime partner, Kelly Carpenter, had given birth to a baby girl who's, I guess, very healthy now.
And they named the baby Vivian, right?
Vivian, kind of a French spelling like Vivian.
Vivian.
Yeah.
Well, baby Vivian, mm-hmm. I understand that we've actually got a microphone that is... in the crib of baby Vivian, and we're going to see if we can chat with baby Vivian and find out just what it's like being Rosie O'Donnell's newest child. Baby Vivian?
Hello, is this Vivian?
Yes. Hello, baby Vivian.
Call me Vivian.
Vivian, how are you?
Trying to be out of my mom's stomach.
Yeah, now you are an official member of the Rosie O'Donnell family. How does it feel to be the daughter of one of the most famous comedians in America?
Fuck.
Oh,
my mom's
God.
A dyke.
Oh, no.
She's got a haircut that looks like Adolf Hitler.
Oh, dear, you don't like the haircut.
No.
Oh, but, I mean, don't you love your mommy?
No.
You don't?
I mean, yes, I love my mommy, but... The woman whose stomach I was in.
Oh, you don't like your daddy, Rosie?
No.
Really?
And you know why I am named Vivian?
Why were you named Vivian?
Because of all of the great food my dad, Rosie, eats at Vivian's.
Oh, Vivian's in Los Angeles.
Leah Remini
owns that restaurant. I didn't know that your mom ate it, or I'm sure your dad ate it, Vivian's, quite often. That's why you were named Vivian.
Yes, I was going to be named Burger King at first.
Really? Because Rosie eats a lot at Burger King?
And they were going to name me Arby's.
Oh, really? Really?
And I was going to be named Carl Jr.
How about Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A, that's a good one. I was going to be named Kentucky Fried.
But it ended up being Vivian. Does Rosie have a good relationship with TV's Leah Remini?
Oh, yeah. You know what the thing is?
Yeah.
They both have that rap going about how nice they are.
Right, yes, they're both supposed to be very sweet.
You know that they're both C-words.
Oh, really? They're not, behind the scenes, they're not as nice?
Right, as Joe Ardinger would say.
Yes, he said it just a moment ago.
I'm sorry, you.
See, we had that on the show moments ago, Baby Vivian. Baby Vivian, what do you do if you're so angry at Rosie and your mommy?
Here's the deal. I was talking to my brother Parker.
Right.
And he was looking at me in my crib. And in my crib, the mobile that they have on top.
Yes.
There with the spinning things.
Yeah, what is it?
A Big Mac and dildos.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Big Macs and dildos?
Yes.
Oh, that's not nice. It's not appropriate for a child.
And Parker leaned over, and when Daddy Rosie was there,
yeah.
Rosie said, "Look at your sister. Look at your sister."
That's the way your mommy talks? That's the way Rosie talks?
She's beautiful, not ugly like you, Parker.
Oh, no.
Now, Parker, go in the other room and lock yourself in the closet.
Oh, this is very, these are very serious allegations, Baby Vivian.
And then a couple days later, Parker, he got out of the closet.
He was in the closet for 2 days?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's not right.
Rosie locks all the children in the closet.
She locks all the kids in the closet?
When I'm old enough, I will be locked in the closet.
Oh, that's horrible. She shouldn't be doing that type of thing.
So Parker came out, and he was standing by my baby bed.
Right.
And he said, "Hello, Vivian." He said, "Someday, you and I will go to counseling together."
Yeah, well, I don't doubt that.
Because our mom is a lesbian, and our dad is a lesbian,
mm-hmm.
and our dad, well, actually, they're both our mommies.
Yes.
But Rosie used to be on TV.
Yes, she had the Rosie O'Donnell show.
And everybody thought she was very nice, but really she's very mean.
Very mean. You must be filled with rage. How do you handle this? You seem like a very, you're this tiny little infant and you're still furious.
I'm going to grow up to be a crack whore.
And what are you going to do to get revenge on Rosie for all this horrible life?
Me and all of the other adopted children.
Right.
We're going to be playing poker to see who gets to kill mommy.
Oh my God, that's serious. That's serious stuff. You must be getting a lot of this from baby Parker. Parker must be filled with rage.
Yes, now Parker told me that for a long time, things were very nice when he was the only baby that mommy adopted.
Well, it's always nice to be the only child because you get all the attention.
But as soon as mommy got the other baby,
right?
Then she would start leaving Parker in the closet.
Oh, that's not good. That's horrible. It's a horrible allegation.
And then they would get the third baby, and then the two babies would be in the closet together.
Right.
And then they'd have a fourth one, and there would be three of them in the closet.
Baby Vivian, this sounds horrible. Does Rosie or does your mommy take care of you? I mean, are you well taken care of?
Yeah, my mommy takes care of me.
Your mom, but what about Rosie?
No. You know what she does?
What does she do?
She takes big BMs.
Oh,
she has smelly BMs.
Really smelly BMs. They smell up the whole house?
Oh, my God.
Really? She doesn't feed you or clothe you or change your diapers at all?
No.
She changes her own diapers?
She doesn't wear underpants.
Oh, that is horrible.
Like an animal in the house.
I mean, she just squats down and leaves it there?
Yeah.
That's no way to BM. Oh, that got baby Vivian laughing there.
She does that with number one and with number two.
Well, the house must just smell awful. I would
smell like a cat cave.
That's not good. Has your mommy told her that she shouldn't behave like this?
Now, when I was still in the room,
right?
I would hear a lot of arguments.
Oh, they argued a lot?
Mommy would be out, and she would go to her mama's class, and we would go to the grocery store, and then she would talk to me and say, you know, when you come out, you're going to be the most beautiful girl in the world.
Oh, that's very sweet.
And I want you to know that, unfortunately, I'm living with a big fat pig.
Oh, no, that's what your mommy said. So they fight a lot.
Yeah, and when we would get home, like from going to the grocery store.
Right.
We would go to the health food store.
Yes.
And we would come in, and Rosie would come out, and she would go, "Why did you buy health food? You effing pig!"
boy, and then they threw the rope into the light there. that's very scary. How does Rosie's anger manifest itself, baby Vivian?
Well,
what else did she do besides locking all you kids in the closet?
Many times, well, Uncle Mike.
Yes, thank you for calling me that, baby.
I'm lucky I'm not retarded.
Really?
All the times that Rosie kicked my mom in the
stomach. Oh, no, that's horrible.
She would be mad about something and she'd say, I'm not on TV anymore.
Not happy about that.
My magazine has gone out of business and the next thing you know, boom, I'm upside down.
Oh, no, that is not good. That you ought to report this to the police. That's terrible.
Who am I going to call? I'm 2 days old.
Yeah, nobody will believe you. I mean,
Jesus Christ, I don't even have an agent yet.
And your mommy doesn't say anything sweet to you? And, I mean, Rosie doesn't say anything nice to you?
Mommy's very nice,
but Rosie's not?
I love sucking my mommy's teeth.
Oh, dear. Well, that's fascinating. What about Rosie? Let's get back to her. Is there anything that you can say nice about Rosie? Hi, Rosie.
Being a woman who doesn't shave.
She doesn't shave. Does she have any facial hair?
She has a full beard.
I didn't know this. We don't see her on camera that much anymore.
She's really running some clothes to see the television show.
Why don't you, from head to toe, just for our listening audience, for those people that might have been a fan of the Rosie show, why don't you describe what she looks like now from head to toe for our listening audience? What does Rosie O'Donnell look like, baby Vivian?
I'm sure everybody's seen her haircut.
Yes.
It looks like Adolf Hitler.
Very weird, kind of like parted almost in the middle.
Very butch.
Right.
And then she has a Don Johnson Miami Vice-like beard.
Real beard stubble.
Real beard stubble.
Fascinating.
And then she has that classic fat lady boob.
Does she wear any makeup at all?
Oh, never.
Nothing.
Never wears any makeup.
How often does she clean herself? How often does she shower?
Never. I know that once a week, Mommy takes her out in the backyard and hoses her down.
And that's the only way she's getting clean.
That's right.
But you were talking about her man teeth.
That she has, you would think for being such a big fat woman.
Yes.
She would have big, gigantic ones.
I would imagine that her breasts are enormous, but that's not the case.
They're very small.
Really?
They have no shape and no definition
at all.
And the nipples are almost non-existent.
They're just tiny little things.
And then you go down, she has a giant protruding belly button.
Yes, she's got a very large stomach.
And then you go down by her bush.
Right.
My God.
Not a real big garden trimmer?
Now that is where the hair never is.
Really?
And it goes all the way around to the other side.
Wow.
Wow. All the way around in a complete circle like Friar Tuck.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right. It's like a bald spot.
Boy, does she walk around the house naked a lot?
Constantly.
Oh, no.
She walks around the house and she goes, I'm Rosie O'Donnell. I used to be a TV star.
Baby,
I gotta go
beer. Oh, dear. How would you describe the smell of the house right now? What is what would be the closest thing to something we could relate to that the house...
BM.
Just BM?
BM and also McDonald's.
McDonald's, yes.
And let me see. Oh, I once saw... I don't see...
smell like asparagus?
I can't say. Oh, that's right. You mean like poo.
Yes, of course.
I once saw a part of her body... that I'm not allowed to say on the radio.
Oh, really?
It's called, I think you call it Her Little Man in the Boat.
Oh, yes. Yeah, what did that look like?
It looked like a filet mignon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
It looked like a 12-ounce filet mignon that's
Is that your twin baby brother laughing in the background?
That's one of the kids back here.
Listen to that. Listen to that.
We hate it here, don't we?
Oh, that's fine.
I hate it. We hate
Rosie. Look at that filet. Oh, baby, Vivian, you sound like you're really not happy being a Rosie O'Donnell's kid.
I need some representation.
You need a lawyer, an attorney?
I need a real good lawyer. Can you give me the number of Mr. Johnny Cochran?
I will try to get you that number, baby Vivian, so you can take care of this horrible situation.
Or Donald Ephraim.
Donald Ephraim is indisposed right now. I believe he's vacationing.
And also, I'd like to call O.J.
O.J., why do you want to call O.J.?
Because I wanted to cut Rosie's head off.
Oh, no, that's horrible.
Now, you don't have to live with it.
Well, you don't look like you're very well dressed. What is that outfit that Rosie O'Donnell has put you in, baby Vivian?
It's a butch outfit.
It is. It is a butch outfit. Yeah, and is that the is Is that a little rat tail that I see her here? Your hair is braided.
And also, have you ever seen the movie Pulp Fiction?
Yes, Pulp Fiction, right.
Yes, Rosie dresses me like a gimp.
Oh, the gimp, really, with the leather hood.
I've got a ball in my mouth.
That's not right. That's not...
I'm only 2 freaking days old.
That's not right at all. Well, we're going to get you that number of that attorney.
2 goddamn days I've been out of my mom's stomach.
Baby Vivian, such a mouth on you. Where'd you get that from?
From Daddy.
From Rosie?
I mean, from Rosie.
Yeah.
You know what I hate the most, Uncle Mike?
What's that, Baby Vivian?
I hate when Rosie sits bare-assed.
You hate it when she sits bare-assed?
And toots on the floor.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Like a dog trying to... Well, she must itch, then.
She's trying to clean herself.
So she does that like dogs do.
Yeah.
Where they just slide their buttocks along the floor.
And also, she has worms.
Oh.
She has worms.
She has worms.
I had no idea she had worms.
Yeah.
That's not good at all. Where did she get worms from? Well, probably handling contaminated food.
Yeah. She's really an unclean person.
Baby Vivian, how is her staph infection?
Oh, you mean that thing on her finger?
Yeah, what did she get? How did she get that?
Well, here's the process. My mommy told me.
Right.
Finger.
To nose.
To mouth.
To ass.
Yes. To woman's place.
Oh, dear.
To toes.
Oh, no.
To belly buttons.
Oh, ew.
To eyes.
Oh, that's not good.
And back to mouth.
No wonder there's a step. Well, it's certainly a good thing that she's not the one who's taking care of you, Baby Vivian.
She wipes herself with a dinner roll.
Oh, dear. She wipes herself with a dinner roll.
Barbara,
that's you
for me.
My goodness. Wow. That's a good... Well, Baby Vivian, don't eat those rolls. And, it's been a real slice of heaven having you on the show.
I hate being Rosie O'Donnell's latest child.
Well,
I'd rather be Kathy Lee's child.
Well, that's a strong statement. It'll be 18 years that you'll have to grow up and leave the nest. So.
Hey, there's Lisa Herndon.
Yeah, that's Lisa. Anything you'd like to say to her, Baby Vivian?
Boy, would I like to nurse on you.
Okay, well, we got to go, Baby Vivian.
All right, Uncle Mike.
It's been a pleasure, and I hope you get a happier life out of this, really. I hope things go well for you.
I'll get into counseling.
Yeah, I hope you do sooner than later. Thank you, Baby Vivian.
Thank you, Uncle Mike. Very much in Atlantic City.
Thanks so much. Can you wave bye-bye?
Bye-bye. I'm sorry you hate yourself, Uncle Mike.
Filled with self-loathing. Bye-bye.
Clean my carpet, please.
Bye-bye.
Clean my carpet.
Have a dinner roll.
Bye.
Bye, baby.
There goes Baby Vivian. Isn't she wonderful?
Very nice, Baby
Vivian. Oh, that's not a happy child, but, what a weird house that is.
Yeah.
I never knew that about the dinner rolls.
Thank you, Rob. Look at that. Rob writes me a joke. She wipes with a dinner roll.
Wow.
Jesus H.
From the mind of Rob Spiewak.
All right. Thank you, Robbie. Oh, happy, happy family music.
Happy, happy joy, joy.
That means we're going to be giving away now, hopefully... cash and gifts.
Cash money.
Here's the deal. For the holidays, we have a $120 gift certificate to 1-800-Flowers and a box of chocolates, courtesy of American Express.
Very good.
There's never been a better time to be a card member to apply to American Express. Call 1-800-THE-CARD. We're going to throw in $100 in cash.
Ooh.
So this total prize package for this game we're going to play is now... $120 from 1-800-Flowers, a gift certificate, box of chocolates from American Express, and we throw in $100.
Good.
But Rob just wrote another. Use the American Express to buy a dozen dinner rolls.
There you go. Let's see. Brown and serve.
Listen, here is...
Sorry, Buzz.
Here is the game. The game is... Guess the Whoopee. We've not played this for a long time. I'm going to ask that you we play with in-laws.
That'll take my mind off Rosie's Browning element.
This is just for married people.
Okay.
And, for instance, let's say that Buzz, you're calling him. Buzz, we would call your wife's mother.
Dottie. Yes.
Is Marcia's mom really named Dottie?
Dorothy, or her friends call her Dottie. Yes.
Dot.
Right. No, Dot. Just Dottie or Dorothy.
Dottie.
Yeah. So we called Dottie, and Buzz, being the contestant, would guess the last time that his mother-in-law got the old high hard one.
Mm-hmm.
And if in fact, we'll put it more delicately
than that. Of course,
we'll be dealing with seniors.
If in fact, mm-hmm. without, we'll change the rules depending on how old the in-laws are.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the in-laws are like in the 70s.
We'd make it like within the month.
Sometimes we've even done it like within the year or
the year.
Within the decade.
They'd have to be very old, but yeah. it's flexible.
But generally, we'll give you a 7-day window
mm-hmm.
to guess the last time, basically, that your mother-in-law and father-in-law effed each other.
Right.
And you call them, you guess, and then we call them up, and if you're right, boom, you win the stuff. That's why the game is called Guess the Whoopee.
It's all relative.
No, that's a different one.
That's right? A different game, yeah. Yes, of course.
Game, but we're looking for relatives.
So great Browning element.
That's the sound. Phone number is 800, I'm sorry, 877.
Yes.
It does. When you start thinking about that, it's tough to think about anything else.
36.
These rolls taste funny.
I think we're going to hear from Baby Vivian.
I think Baby Vivian is actually going to make a return engagement.
Is still on?
Hi, Baby Vivian. We've just been talking about your brown and serve rolls.
Guess
the Whoopee. When's the last time your mom and dad made Whoopee, Baby Vivian?
Just last night, and they used all kinds of dildos and stuff.
Did they really? Were there any dinner rolls in the bed?
My mom wipes with a dinner roll.
We understand that's
the case. It's trying to be a Rob Spiewak.
Rob Spiewak. Thank you, Baby Vivian.
Thank you, Uncle Mike.
You take care of yourself.
Don't hate yourself, Uncle Mike.
I'm filled with self-loathing.
Be a player, not a hater. Where do you
Go now. Okay, Vivian.
Go now for the game.
What's that number again?
877-365-7636.
Oh, that's great that you can read numbers at your tender age.
Hey, Rob. Yeah. Real quickly. Yeah. Turn me into Satan. Can you do it real fast?
Let's see if you can turn Baby Vivian into Satan. Here we go.
You got the setting ready?
No, I don't.
Come on, hurry, man.
Well, I just turn it down.
Just turn it down. Turn it down.
Wow. Hi there, Satan.
Hey, what's up, Mike? Sorry I had to F you in Atlantic City like that.
Hey, I'm not going to make that deal with you. You've told me that I'll win when I sign with you, and I'm not doing it.
My winning team, man.
Fantastic. How are you, Satan?
I'm doing very well.
Hey, you were playing a little game called I've got it all confused right now.
I'm playing a game, Mike.
Guess the Whoopee.
Guess the Whoopee.
Absolutely.
Another one of the stupid games that Don thought up. Christ. it ain't easy.
Yeah, how you doing, Satan?
Business is great. It's a great time of year.
Yeah, I'm surprised this is a great time of year.
I want to say happy Hanukkah to all my Jew-sitting friends.
Mm-hmm.
And happy holidays and happy Christmas to all you Christians and happy Kwanzaa.
Yes.
To those who celebrate that. Eventually, they all come back to me.
That's wonderful stuff, Satan.
Because I'm Satan.
What do you think about Rosie O'Donnell and Baby Vivian, and why are you here?
It's because the machine was turned on, Mike.
And you like the voice, right?
I love the Satan voice.
Yeah, you like to laugh like it, too.
And Mike?
Yes, Satan.
Things can turn around for you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Right now I'm filled with self-loathing.
Stick with me, man.
Thank you, Satan.
Mike?
Yeah, I'm not signing up.
You're a winner in my book, baby.
Oh, boy, I'm not sure whether I like that or not.
How do you think you wanted that Wheel of Fortune game, huh?
Do I hit a jackpot?
You think it was dumb luck?
Have you met Buzz Burbank over here?
He's a client. How you doing, Buzz?
How you doing, Buzz?
How do you think he gets his job on the show year after year? He signed up with me a long time ago.
That is so wonderful.
Yeah. Where's my man, Rob A? Hey, high five, Rob.
Oh, wow, look at that. High five from Satan.
You the man. Loved your Hanukkah bit earlier today, Rob.
I can't high five you. The hoofs hurt.
Hey, here's Lisa Herndon.
Hey, anything you got to say to Lisa there, Satan?
She's a dirty birdie.
Oh, really?
She sure is.
Lisa, say hi to Satan. He's right here.
Hi, Satan. How you doing?
Hi, baby. Yeah. Your boyfriend's a retard, you know that.
He's not retarded.
Sure he is. We got a break, Mike. That's why she's in here.
Okay.
Satan, sign on.
Bye, Satan, good talking to you.
Satan out.
So long,
Satan. Yeah, sorry about that.
Fantastic.
I'm sorry. OD'd on the machine.
I don't know.
We love the machine so much. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Up your big fat ass. You know you're the reason we're true. I'm
without all the yelling and the fight that we had, it will be cold to you.
I'll drink to that.
Hey, you moan and you groan and you bitch and you whine. You make every beef we got last.
I'll drink to that.
Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Take your love, shove it off your big fat ass.
I'll drink to that.
The Don and Mike Show. Men doing the work of men. The Don and Mike Show.
Now listen, tomorrow we're giving away something.
Something good?
Well, I know tomorrow we're giving away one of these two things.
Okay.
Either a 2-night, 3-day trip for two to New York from Men in Black 2 from Columbia TriStar Entertainment. Men in Black with Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith.
All right.
Available on Vivid. And we've also got a separate prize, $500 for mailboxes, etc. Visit your local mailboxes, etc. Holiday Help Center today for all of your holiday packing and shipping needs. Good. And I'm thinking that tomorrow, maybe for one of these prizes, we might have to do Make Lisa Laugh.
Make Lisa Laugh.
I don't think we've ever played the game just with Lisa.
No. What an interesting study in humanity that will be.
Yeah. Make Lisa Laugh.
Usually it's when I hurt myself.
That is on tomorrow's episode. Now, and of course, Blizzard coverage.
Yes.
Yes, Storm Blizzard Center.
Blizzard coverage tomorrow on the show. We'll call people to see how panicked they
from
are.
From Storm Center 69.
Now we're going to be playing Guess the Whoopee.
Guess the Whoopee, you tell us when your in-laws last fulfilled their marital obligation.
And I think based on how long they've been married, how old they are, if you get it within a reasonable amount of time, you'll win a $120 gift certificate to 1-800-Flowers and chocolates courtesy of American Express, 1-800-THE-CARD. Here we go. Let's give this a try. Let's start with, you want a girl or a guy first?
Let's go with a girl.
All right, then let's, well, Mike, no.
Let's go with a guy.
Thank you. I thought I saw a girl on the screen. It turns out they're all D's and B's.
All right.
Hello, Johnny.
Hey, there.
Hi, Johnny.
Yeah.
No, that's an awful phone.
Yeah.
Let's go to another John.
Another John.
John.
Hey, how's it going, Don and Mike?
Hi, John. It's going great. Where are you calling from, sir?
Chico, California.
On KHTK.
Yeah.
Sacramento. Love Sacramento. Mean that.
I know
right
you.
Here. From the ticker.
Mm-hmm. And where are your in-laws live, John?
They live in Chico also, Mike.
Very good.
All right. And let me see. Your mother-in-law's name is Linda.
Yes, she is.
I got that on the sheet. How long?
Hello, Linda.
How long have you been married, John?
Have I been married? Been married for 15 years.
15 years. And how old approximately are your in-laws?
They are about 55 years old.
About 55.
I think we should go with the 7 days then.
All right, then within 1 week, the question is, when is the last time, and what's your father-in-law's first name?
His name's Jim.
Jim, when's the last time Jim pounded Linda?
I believe it would be Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Any reason you're guessing last Saturday night?
Well, we were up at the cabin for Thanksgiving, and they were looking pretty amorous.
All right, at the cabin. Now, Mike, what, your crap detector's going off here?
We'll see.
Okay.
When they say Saturday night, we'll know.
This is another one of the great parts of playing these games.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that people always try to lie to us. Now, are you lying to us, John?
Oh, no, I'm not.
This isn't prearranged?
No. My mother-in-law is probably just getting home from picking up my three boys from school right down the road.
Can I speak to either Linda or Jim?
Let's see what happens.
So Rob
Hi,
is
Linda. It's Rob from the Don and Mike.
Crazy calls, a copyrighted feature.
Rob's calling the mom right now, telling her that she's going to be on the radio.
Very good.
The mother-in-law, I should say, which makes it a little dicier. Mm-hmm.
Keeping score at home?
Yeah.
John's answer was last Saturday night that Jim and Linda did the dirty deed.
He slipped her the baloney pony.
All right, thank you. Next voice you hear, you'll be on the
Okay.
Show.
Thank you, Robbie. And once again, your guess was last Saturday.
She answered before the phone rang.
She answered before the phone rang.
Thank you, Rob.
Just thought
right.
I'd bring that
For
up.
What it's worth. Linda.
Yes.
Hi, Linda. This is Don and Mike. We're on the radio, as our friend Rob told you, and we have your son-in-law, John on the telephone with
okay.
us.
Okay.
How are you, Linda?
I'm fine.
How's the weather out there?
The weather's fine.
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Had a great Thanksgiving, yes.
I understand you're up at the cabin.
For Thanksgiving, yes, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing a little game here, Linda, a little game with John on the phone.
It's a game called Guess.
Hi, John.
It's a game called Guess the Whoopi. Linda, John mentioned he's been married to your daughter for 15 years. Do you consider John to be a son?
Yes.
He's a good son-in-law?
Yes.
He's a good boy, takes good care of your daughter?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he's very fond of you and also of Jim, your husband.
Uh-huh.
And he thinks he knows you guys well, and that's why he called up to play the game Guess the Whoopi.
Okay.
So the question is, and John has already guessed.
Okay.
When's the last time that you and your husband, John's in-laws, fulfilled your marital obligations? When's the last time you had...
Whoopi.
Intercourse. Sex.
John, I'm going to get you for this. Do I have to give an exact date?
Yes, ma'am, please.
An exact date?
Yep. Oh,
it couldn't have been that long ago.
Hey, John, button it.
Shut up, John.
Oh, an exact date. I can't give an exact date.
Well, just give us a ballpark. Give us your best guess.
My best shot. A month ago.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry about that. John thought you got some action Saturday night.
He thought you you and Jim were looking at each other rather amorously and that perhaps on the weekend you would have fulfilled your marital obligations.
No, I don't do that anymore.
Oh, man. All right, and how foolish we were to...
Yes, to distrust John.
All right, goodbye, John.
All right, thanks, guys.
Goodbye.
And, sorry for not trusting you, John.
That's all right.
Mother-in-law, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
We're going to send you a DVD copy of the producers.
Well.
All right, well, F you. Hey. Happy holidays, you old bitch.
Chico.
Yeah. Christ. Trying to, you know, take him a prize. Good for a 55-year-old woman. Yeah. I'm out of casket. Mike, that means we can play the game with somebody else.
That went well.
Well, she didn't hear the part about the big casket.
No, I know. It was casket.
Casket. Hung up on her.
Here's your brand new casket.
Hello, here is Mark, I think. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing very well, thank you. Where are you calling from, Mark?
I'm in Stafford, Virginia.
So you're listening on WJFK FM?
Of course. Cool.
Beautiful. Thank you. We appreciate it. And we're going to be calling your mother-in-law, Kathy.
Yes.
How long have you been married?
I have been married for 8 years.
8 years. How old do you think your mom and dad are? What's their mother and father-in-law?
She's about 48.
When was the last time you saw your mother-in-law?
They just left for the holidays. I mean, she's actually in town, but I haven't seen her since Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And I had to work.
Rob and I are
on my way to get home and right extra, now. I'm on my cell phone.
Rob and I are extra crap detectors today. I'm not sure why.
Do you want me to move on?
No. No.
All right. So her name is Kathy. What's your father-in-law's name?
Daryl.
And when is the last time you think he slipped her the high hard one?
Well, he came, she came to visit us for holidays. He stayed home, so I'm going to say Friday night. She came in Saturday. Last Friday night.
All right, hold on a moment, please.
All right, Mark's been married to Kathy and Daryl's daughter for 8 years. I think it's, or maybe it's Mark's parents.
Hold on. Let me double check.
Their stepdad.
Mark, hold on. What was that? Who are we calling now? We're calling...
Kathy is my mother-in-law, and Daryl is my wife's stepfather.
Yeah. Okay, very good. All right, so Kathy is your mother-in-law.
So being as it's... Now, is that because of a death or because of a divorce?
A divorce.
So maybe he is pounding her.
Yeah, he's about 10 years younger than her.
All right. Yeah, more information. Hold on, please.
Mark's guess was Friday night.
Mark's guess is registering. Rob's on the phone now.
See if we can get Kathy and or Daryl on the phone.
Yes, we have him on the phone. He's won a contest. But in order for him to win it...
You're listening to Rob Stein.
Can you come on the air with
explaining
us?
To our in-laws here.
Right.
She's obviously hesitant.
It's a game, and Mark has won. If you
we might have another casket winner here.
You've won a tape of the producers. All right.
Can you hold on?
Hold on, you'll be on the air.
Very good.
Okay. It's
Stein brand casket.
Kathy. Here is Kathy, everybody.
That makes sense.
Hi there, Kathy.
Hello.
This makes perfect sense. You're on the radio. You're on
you can hear me.
You're on the Don and Mike show, and here is your son-in-law, Mark.
Say hi to your mother-in-law, Mark.
Hey, Kathy.
Now, Mark?
Now,
yes, hey. Now,
or, you're supposed to be getting home.
I'm on my way. I'm in traffic.
He's in traffic. Okay. He's playing a radio game now. And it's a game about in-laws.
Uh-huh.
And we understand that Mark has been married to your daughter for, how long did you say, Mark? 8 years?
Yes.
Yeah.
8 years. Kathy, do you fancy Mark as a good son-in-law?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Well, yes, I guess I do.
So overall,
is that the right answer?
Well, no, that's not the game we're playing.
When you have family get-togethers, he doesn't hog all of the vittles, does he?
No, he's kind of a picky eater.
Okay.
Yeah, so we can't leave mushrooms and things.
Hey, between you and me, do you think your daughter could have done better?
You'd have to ask her that question.
That's a yes.
Yeah. All right.
They don't like you.
That is not.
But enough
that's
about
not for me to answer.
Enough about Mark, Kathy. Well, Mark, that was your mother-in-law just dissed you.
Oh, I know. I heard.
No, he's a good person.
He's all right.
Yeah.
The question we have here is about you, Kathy, and it's a chance for Mark to win cash and prizes.
Uh-huh.
He's already given us a guess. The game is called Guess the Whoopee, and we need to know the last Guess the Whoopee.
Guess the Whoopee.
We need to know.
Whoopee Goldberg?
No, don't worry about it. Calm down, listen up.
Like sex. We need to know the last time that you and your husband, Daryl, fulfilled your marital obligations.
Like taking out the trash?
No, like having sex, intercourse.
Oh,
And you see, Mark has told us when he thinks you last did it.
And if you match that, it's going to win a big prize for Mark.
Uh-huh.
And he might give you some of the prizes.
So, Kathy, the answer would be, when is the last time that you had a roll in the hay with Daryl?
A roll in the hay. Well, it would probably have to be Friday night because I got on the plane to come here Saturday morning. And I left out from Atlanta, Georgia.
That is exactly what Mark said.
Exactly what he said. And now
verbatim.
Now our investigators would like to speak with you.
Actually, I just would like, Don, if you would, press play on tape one. And perhaps you can explain why, when I was calling the mother, there was a phone ringing behind Mark.
Press play on reel one?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. All right, so Kathy is your mother-in-law.
So being as it's now, is that because of a death or because of a divorce?
A divorce.
So maybe he is pounding her. All right, so
there was a phone ringing.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it's when I dialed Kathy, a phone rang in the background at Mark's house.
Yeah?
So, like, you're in the same house?
That's just bad.
Well, I'm
playing
at his house. Is that what you're talking
about? He's visiting us for the holidays.
You're in the same house.
No. I'm on my cell phone. She's at my house with my wife.
He's supposed to be coming in from work, from Anassas or something like that.
Okay, he's not home.
I'm on Route 234.
Explain to me why the significance of the other phone ringing if the guy was on the phone with us when the other phone was ringing.
Because they would figure to be in the same location because when I'm dialing the mother-in-law, you can hear the ringing through his phone.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in the same location.
Oh, I got you.
What Rob's saying is that when he called he was given a number by Mark for the mother-in-law, and when he dialed that number, we actually could hear it ringing as we had Mark on the air.
And fathom this coincidence. When I say, hello, Kathy, the ringing stops. Now, how do we explain this?
Now, Mark, are you pulling one on us here?
No, I swear to you that that's my mother-in-law. She's at my house.
No, I don't doubt that that's your mother-in-law, that she's at your house. Are you pulling one over on us?
You know, Mark, the best, and I will tell you, that if you're trying to scam us...
No,
we will
I won't hear that.
We will get
I was a long-time listener, first-time caller. I can't even believe I got through this time on the contest. Every time I've ever tried to call, I never got through.
You know, I'm not sure if I understand exactly why you guys think he's guilty.
Well, what Rob is saying is that when he called the mother-in-law, that the phone rang in actually the same room that Mark was in.
And it's not, I was going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Until she parroted back,
Exactly what he said.
Now, it would have been slightly hinky if she had just said Friday, but she said Friday because then I had to leave and come over, and so that was the last day that we were.
Or Lisa Herndon.
I did have to come Saturday.
Lisa Herndon, what are you
doing? From Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, there's clearly a phone ringing in the background of his cell phone.
Well,
and then right after the ringing
I don't know. I mean, I just answered the phone.
That's great,
ma'am, did Mark call you in advance at any point and ask you to say that you had sex Friday night?
No, my son-in-law wouldn't say that to me.
Did he say that to somebody else who related to you?
No.
So this hasn't been prearranged, huh?
No, not at all.
Are you a cheater?
Because I'm not even from here. I didn't even know what was going on.
That's right. And no one from Atlanta lies.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Well, now, Rob, I'm going to just put the mother-in-law. Do you swear to God you're not lying?
I swear to God.
Well, then I'm going to have to say we have a winner.
I think we have to give it to her.
Yeah. Can we at least put an asterisk by it?
Can we hear the tape one more time?
Can we ask Mark about the ringing phone in the background?
Mark, can you honk your horn?
Can I honk my horn?
Yes, that's a good idea. Can you honk your horn? Right now. Right
sure.
now.
Hold on.
No, right now.
No, now.
Now.
You are a liar! Good one, Lisa!
You're busted.
Good one. You are
busted.
You're busted,
douchebag. You're busted. You're busted. You're busted. You're busted.
You want to come clean now?
Goddamn liar.
Actually, I got home like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, you're lying.
You just told us you were on 234.
I was, man.
You're a goddamn liar. Wow. I can't believe I almost was.
I tried, man. I got home. I couldn't help it. I couldn't keep it going, man.
Effing liar.
Wow. What a scumbag.
Rot in hell.
I get tired of this. You know that, Mark? I really do.
Way to go,
I'm
guys.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not
sorry.
You're a liar.
Wait, so sorry.
That's all I can tell you. I'm sorry. I got home like 5 minutes ago. I walked in and the phone rang. I was on hold the whole time.
Just before Christmas.
Way to go, guys. I mean that to all you guys.
Right.
Way to go.
Sleuth it out.
I would have given him the prize.
Great sleuthing question.
Great question.
Thank you.
Never happened again.
NBA.
I'm sorry.
So they helped a lot too.
You admit that you set this up.
No, when I got home, my wife's going, "What's going on? What's going on?" I said, "Just wait." And I didn't tell her what was going on, but when the phone rang,
you're still lying. You're still lying.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you right now. I didn't tell her what's going on.
I was upstairs
the whole time.
The question is, did you set us up?
I didn't set you up. She didn't. We were going to call.
Oh, shut up.
Forget it.
No, okay. No. You lied about being on the phone. You're lying again because you're a dirty scumbag liar.
I'll tell you how I know that you're lying.
God, I hate it when you continue to lie. I mean, don't you have any desire? Oh, he hung up.
No, that was the mother-in-law that hung up.
Don't you have any desire to be honest?
Here's how I know this.
I swear to you, she didn't know anything.
Yeah, you swear
when I got inside the house. I swear to you, she didn't know anything when I got inside.
Here's how I know.
I got the phone ring. I was like,
is that as soon as we said to the guy, you lied? He said, okay.
She didn't know anything that was going on. She didn't even know.
You have to lie. I'm back.
Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye, white trash.
So disappointed.
God damn. Another game ruined.
Hey, but in a way, not really.
Yeah.
You're right.
Sleuthing is almost as much fun.
Well done, everybody.
Very good.
Well done.
Can we at least give them a casket?
Old dumb me. Yeah, I'll believe you. Come on by.
Up until Lisa, you know, said the thing about beep your horn when the guy insisted he was on 234.
Christ.
And hats off to Rob for hearing the phone in the background.
Lisa.
That was Lisa that heard that?
And Diego in the background.
Way to go, guys.
Mm-hmm. First, it's
good
the guy,
job.
The guy with the cast. Now it's the guy with the mother-in-law.
I mean, my God.
Jesus effing Christ.
You know, we rely on the honor system on this show, and look what happened.
We're going to be giving away a lot of caskets this holiday season. A lot of caskets. Well, sorry to say, Brian, you're waiting to play the game. We're not playing it.
Oh, come on, guys.
No, bye. Tom, you're waiting to play the game, right?
Yep.
Yeah, not a chance.
It's been tainted.
John, you're waiting to play the game, right?
Yeah, I can honk my horn for you. I'm a fair guy.
No, too late. Too late, my friend. Aaron? Oh, who's this? Aaron, are you there?
Hello?
Aaron? Yeah, Aaron, sorry. Sorry, we've had to bag this.
You've had to bag it?
Turn your radio down.
Yes, it's been tainted.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, though.
Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Well, oh, you guys?
Yeah?
My in-laws are in their 70s. Might be kind of funny.
Oh.
No.
No?
Why not, guys?
Because we have to set an example.
We did that yesterday, though.
Yeah, sorry.
All day yesterday, we set an example. All day.
It's all Mark's fault.
All right. Sorry, I've been outvoted by the rest.
Oh, come on.
Sorry, honey.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you for the call. Well, that means somebody else wins this junk.
Wow.
I mean, it's not junk. It's good stuff.
Yeah. It's very good stuff.
It's good stuff.
Come on.
Phone number is 877-365-3636. And only call if you've listened to the entire show today if you want to win the stuff the other people didn't win.
Yeah, and don't try to guess.
Okay, yeah, because
we're relying on your honesty if you've listened to the whole show.
I'm going to ask one person, one caller 100 after the break, a very specific question about something that was highlighted in the beginning part of today's show.
Right.
And if you get that question right, you win the stuff, and we got something else. Anyway, special in the next break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
J-Lo's new song, Jenny from the Block, all about Lopez roots, about how she's still a neighborhood gal at heart. But folks from that street in New York, the Bronx section, sound more likely to give her a curb job than a blow or block party. The New York Post, sorry about that slip up there. I have no idea how that happened,
yeah.
But it won't happen again. And that's your news.
The Don and Mike Show. Gay magician Don and Mike.
Hear that dumb Jennifer Lopez song. Don't be fooled by the rocks I got. I'm still Jenny from the Block.
Yay!
Okay. I like Jennifer Lopez fine, but I'm just starting to get too much of her.
Yeah. Also, Ben Affleck, the whole thing is just like enough.
I'm waiting for her to go nuts. Like, the next two nights are going to be great. You got the two nuttiest women. Tonight, Mariah Carey's on Dateline or one of those shows.
Right.
And then tomorrow night, Whitney Houston's on the Diane Sawyer show.
Yeah, and it looks to me as though you're not going to get a lot of information out of the Whitney Houston segment.
Yeah, because they got Bobby Brown sitting right there, and Diane Sawyer says, has he ever hit you?
Yeah, like he's sitting next to her on the couch. Like that's going to be a real honest, revealing interview.
Right. Although, man, Whitney does look like a crack whore.
But she has really, and you got to realize she's got to be as fixed up as she can possibly be to do that interview, and she still looks haggard.
She looks awful. She looks like that woman that came up to Tony Soprano's car and through the bottle when he was driving through the hood with AJ.
She does not look good, and meanwhile, you know, there he is making sure nothing bad is said.
Remember when she was on that Michael Jackson special with Liza Minnelli and all those people like about 8 months ago?
Right.
They had special lenses to make people look as good as possible, and she still looked like a skeleton you hang on your door at Halloween.
Very scary.
Yeah, I'll be watching tomorrow. Mariah, she's nuts. Whitney, she's all coked up.
It's crazy.
J-Lo, you got to go nuts, J-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I don't know. Is this a contest thing or something?
Oh, my God. Yes, this is the contest thing. Have you been listening to the whole show?
You know what, Don? I will be honest with you that I have not been listening to the whole show, but that dick who called in before, that was masterful the way you guys busted him.
All right.
That was just awesome. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Toodaloo ass.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm caller 100.
Kind of. Have you been listening to the whole show?
No, not the whole show. I didn't get off work till about 5.
What did we say specifically?
Hey, dumbasses, we said, call if, because I'm going to ask something that happened very early in the show today.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a dumbass.
Learn to listen. Listen to learn.
BM eaters.
All we want is someone to listen to the whole show.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hi. Caller 100. Hello.
Contest duck.
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I had a comment on the Whitney Houston interview.
Trying to do a contest here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up?
Have you listened to the whole show?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
What is your name?
Joe.
Where are you from, Joe?
Laurel.
Very good. I Joe, turn your radio down, okay?
Down.
Well, you've listened to the whole show.
Yep.
If you answer this question correctly, you win the $120 gift certificate to 100 Flowers. Candy from American Express, 1-800 the card, and you win $100 in cash.
Okay.
Have you really listened to the whole show?
Yes. I listen at work.
Oh. So you listen all day?
Yep.
Very good. Donnie's saying he's listened, so you can prove it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Rob had a personal appearance today. Did you hear about that?
Yes.
What was Rob giving away?
Old Spice.
Wow. That's strong. Not only to know it's deodorant, but to know the brand.
Way
to go.
Way to go. Good job.
Way to go, my friend. You fooled me. Yeah, Rob was giving away Old Spice deodorant.
There it is.
I actually even heard the commercials about it.
That's good.
Well, listen, congratulations. You win all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, you guys were saying earlier about the guy you just busted trying to win the contest.
Mm-hmm.
And, Don, you pointed out that his mother-in-law didn't seem to like him. How do you think she feels about him now?
Listen, their bad fortune, that's your good fortune. Thank you for listening to the whole show, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
We do appreciate it. Hold on a second. I thought the guy was a dullard. The guy had the answer.
He was just
like
a man of few words.
One last thing here before we go to Buzz. One of Buzz's news stories the other day. I love when we were able to follow up.
Yes.
That we had Rosie O'Donnell's baby on the show right today. And don't call. I know it's O'Donnell. I like calling her O'Donnell. Buzz had on his news show that Zsa Zsa Gabor was in action.
Yeah.
She was in a car accident.
Still in the hospital.
Well, I got the number to the hospital, Buzz.
Oh, that's good. That's are you going to try to call her?
Yep. Calling the great Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Very good.
I think I have a direct line right to her room. She's got a private room.
Here at Cedars-Sinai, I think.
Yes, at Cedars-Sinai.
Uh-huh.
Phone would simply ring. Give me just a moment, Mike. The phone is not ringing.
We're having a little trouble getting through the Hollywood line. Seems to be a little jammed up. We're going to try it again.
This is nice that you're calling.
This is ringing now to Cedars-Sinai. Famous hospital. Go right to Zsa Zsa's room.
Hello?
Hello, Zsa Zsa.
Oh, Zsa Zsa Zsa. First calling, I'm in agony.
Zsa Zsa, it's Don and Mike.
I've lost total control. Oh, thank you so much for calling, Zsa 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 Zsa.
It's,
How are you, boys? You boys are so nice to call me, Zsa Zsa. I am not feeling well. I was in a car accident. Did they tell you that I was in a car accident, darling?
Yes, I've heard that. So we're calling to see how you're feeling.
I am not doing well. I hit my head on the car on the front of the bumper of the dashboard on the car, and now I have lost control of my bowels. I am covered in BF. Look at the mess. I need a nurse in here right away.
Get me
a nurse right away. Oh, this was a wonderful life, but I feel like I'm going to die. I'm going to die in my own BM. I'm covered in it, darling.
Zsa, may I have your response, please, to the following. When I heard the news... When I heard the news about your accident...
My meat coat is covered with BM. Yes, darling.
Wow.
Hello.
Yeah. Make sure it's covered with
you.
When I heard the news about you, they were saying Zsa Zsa Gabor was in an accident. Zsa Zsa Gabor.
It's like goulash all over my sheets.
They're saying that Zsa Zsa Gabor is just famous for being famous.
That is not true. I was a very famous personality. That is why they are jealous of Zsa Zsa. They don't understand that Zsa Zsa is an institution, darling. And now I have BM on my 12-carat ring.
What is the thing you're most famous for, besides like being on the Merv Griffin show? Back in the day.
I was Miss Hungary, 1949. That is why I became so famous. I've married so many famous men. I love the men that love me. I was a super Uber whore.
That's the ticket right there.
Uber whore, and now I'm infirmed, and I'm old, and lying in a bed after a car accident shot with all the BM all over me.
She used to be married all the time like Larry King.
I have BM in my eye. There's BM in my eye. I have BM in my eye here, shoes.
Oh, no.
I have BM in my fancy Victoria's Secret elderly underwear, darling. I have BM under my fake fingernails.
Oh, dear.
I'm covered in it, and the nurses are not responding. I press the button. All the time starting, and they don't come. Clean the BM off of me. Please. Please, I have BM in my lungs. I collapse. Help me, I'm dying.
Is Merv Griffin helping you at all?
Merv is coming by today. I do not wish to have him see me covered with BM.
No.
I am very embarrassed of myself. I am. I have BM in my cigarette holder. Help me, darling. I am so covered with BM. Please take a come off of me. Just control of my bowels.
Zsa Zsa.
Ba, 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 ba.
We wish you nothing but the best, Zsa Zsa.
Oh, God, I tell you right now, I can't read that buzz. Hold it up again.
Okay.
Press it up against the wall. Make an effort, please. There we go. I don't like these dinner rolls.
In a world where one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
Buzz wrote a joke.
Yes.
I don't like these dinner rolls. But Tanja had to tell him to hold it up.
Yes.
Make an effort.
Her vision is slipping.
Buzz, what was your lead story on your new show today?
Today, why being Burt Reynolds is like giving birth.
Oh, wow. Stand by for action, Mike.
Oh, boy.
Tune that one up. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. This is very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They will gladly accept your fandom. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Fuzzy's News right now brought to you by Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Great sex more often with Viramax. Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers. Call 1-888-DRY-VMAX. And now here is Guy Elston. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A couple of weeks ago at his one-man show in Florida, Burt Reynolds, it was obvious he was in a lot of pain. In fact, he admitted that to the audience, something a performer doesn't do unless he has to.
What was that, Bert?
My balls ache. Mary Tyler Morton and I. Miss Letty. Mrs. Oz. Bert Reynolds. Go ahead, Buzz.
Bert also admitted what he does for the pain. He gets an epidural, the same anesthesia often used to control the pain of childbirth.
Yeah, to stick in my spine.
After getting his mid-show injection, the 66-year-old told the audience, "Now I'm ready to have a baby." But experts say multiple epidurals are dangerous, that they can cause bleeding and even a total numbing of the muscles.
My muscles are numb. But Donnie and I, don't have a problem.
Jerry Reed and I have, well, I can't say that name.
Jerry
Reed? Yeah, sometimes without clouding up.
Clouding up. Drugs. Narcotics. Epidurals, Mary Tyler Moore.
Bert's pain apparently stems from his college football days and his days as an actor doing a lot of his own stunts.
Yep, the cannonball movies.
I mean, really, who believes that crap? Who believes that crap?
Which part of the crap?
Well, first that he was a football star.
Well, I didn't say star. He played
well,
college
no,
football.
But yeah. I'm not indicting you.
When I did Hooper, I did my own stunts.
I know that he played football.
Yes.
But I've heard them discuss Burt Reynolds and say if he hadn't gone into acting, he could have been an NFL caliber running back, quarterback.
Yep. That's right. What's the matter with you? You don't try to be.
The stunts, as I recall from his movies, were nothing exceedingly physical, right?
You cut to the chase.
Well, that someone hit me to the fact that it was a lot of driving movies he was in. He was in the Smokey and the Bandit movies.
Donnie.
Yeah, Bert.
You want to know why I take the painkillers?
Why do you take the painkillers?
One reason.
Why?
Lonnie.
Lonnie
broke my heart, and I can't get over the pain, so I take epidurals.
Is she a good mother?
She's a good mother. She misses us. She's a bad mother. I'm wearing a purple suit. I forgot.
You remember the best Burt Reynolds ever?
She's
when
a
he
bad
wore
mother.
Wore his Joker suit on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lonnie's a bad mother. I never should have done that interview. If Jerry Reed had told me, I wouldn't have done the interview.
Well,
I can't think of that without clouding up.
Bert?
Yep.
Did you ever get your cartoon cells back?
I never got the cartoon cells that I wanted back, Rob. But, I'm just disappointed that people don't realize who I'm doing.
That's a big Reynolds thing.
Wasn't it Pepe Le Pew?
Lonnie had...
She stole my Pepe Le Pew animation
cells. Lonnie had his animation cells, and he wanted them back. And he went on TV on Barbara Walters wearing a Joker suit. Really wearing a suit like the Joker when I'm Batman.
I just can't believe she's doing that to me.
Said Lonnie's a bad mother.
She's a bad mother. I need some more Percocet.
Well, he's doing the epidurals because in 1984 he got addicted to Halcyon and fell into a coma that nearly killed him.
I was in a coma for days.
Hold on, I think we got some Burt Reynolds fans calling in. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don,
when Burt Reynolds started on television, he was on Gunsmoke.
Something tells me Mobile, Alabama's really dialed into this topic today.
I'm not from Mobile. I'm from here.
Okay.
From Triangle, Virginia.
Yes.
But Burt Reynolds was playing a blacksmith on Gunsmoke when he started.
Yes.
He was quite often shirtless as a blacksmith, and he was in great shape.
Well, very nice. Point well taken.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, where's the house I'm in, man? And that do-do-do-do.
Pardon me?
What?
I used to play a little blurb with him whenever he came on.
Oh, you mean the thing?
Halcyon Man.
That's from his Joker suit.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, I got to say, Don, Mike does the best impression. But his impression of Burt Reynolds sounds like Nick Nolte.
No, it sounds nothing like Nick Nolte.
No. A guy says Nick Nolte's up in the stratosphere. How can you possibly compare the two? I'm talking like this. You're so full of crap. Don't sit there and analyze my impressions like that. Burt Reynolds is down here.
See, sir, there's a world of difference.
Yeah, you're a faggot.
All right, you're the best at impressions.
Thank you. Eric, listen. Listen to learn. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to say to Mike, Mike, on behalf of all the people of Sacramento, I'm coming in for a conference this weekend, and, you know, seeing your marital situation the way it is, I'd like to take you out to dinner on behalf of the people of Sacramento as their ambassador.
This has
and
nothing
show you
to do with what we're talking about. I mean,
just out of the, you know, always thinking of themselves from Sacramento.
No, we had some Burt Reynolds info there.
No restaurants here serve BM.
Hello, Don, Mike. Hey, Buzz.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah.
Buzzy made it funny.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey.
Hey.
Just want to let you know, Mobile, man, what's up with Mobile? There's nothing wrong with Mobile.
No, I just think that of all the cities we broadcast to, probably the largest concentration of Burt Reynolds aficionados in Mobile, Alabama.
I would say that. I bet that.
Yeah, I would say that. No, okay, no. You're right. You're right.
I would say
kudos.
That.
Later.
I'd really love to see a statistical breakdown of that. I bet there are lots of fans.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Yeah, you'll see them on Cannonball Run. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, Burt played at Florida State.
He's a
Seminole.
He's a Seminole, not a Gator.
Yeah, supposedly he had some Indian in him or something, but he really got injured. He got injured in a series of Dragnet when, what's his name, Jack Webb took him down and he hurt his back. He was laid up for a while. Sergeant Friday.
We're not even listening to you. We're not even listening to you. It's Burt Reynolds.
Nick, stop calling me Jack.
See ya.
Oh, God.
See what you started, Buzz?
Yeah, I see that now.
I just want all the BM eaters to know this is the problem. This is why we never have enough time for news.
Right.
Because Buzz gets on one story.
And we start talking about BRBM.
And then we got a break.
Yeah.
We got a break. You know, I guess we got to start doing the news earlier.
I'm all cloudy.
Because you got a whole bunch of stories, right?
I got a whole stack of stuff
stack
you could make fun of.
Stack
yeah.
of stories.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey there.
Hey.
I was calling about the Burt Reynolds info you got.
Yeah.
He played Florida State. He probably would have been drafted into the NFL as a quarterback.
Right, sure.
But he slammed his Chevelle into the back of a diesel trailer and suffered an injury in his career.
Dum-dums that believe stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he'd be playing in the NFL. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Mike is a disc jockey with a band. Don is not.
Hi.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, here is our friend Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A vegetarian activist, Paul McCartney, is getting a public reminder that he relies heavily on a product made from animals. McCartney doesn't eat meat. In fact, his concert contract requires no meat or meat products backstage.
Hello, love.
No leather furniture. And no leather in the limo that takes him to and from the venue. But he also demands 24 large bars of Ivory soap, which is mostly made from beef tallow, animal fat. The same animal rights group McCartney supports have targeted ivory maker Procter & Gamble for testing its products on animals.
I never really believed that he believed all that. I thought he did that for Linda.
But she's gone now.
I bet as soon as she died, he went out and had a gigantic steak.
Big wings!
Ordered wings. Yeah.
Hello, would you send up some wingdings?
And then I'm going to marry a girl with one leg.
Fantastic, and we're going to eat porterhouses.
In sports, Steelers coach Bill Cowher has named Tommy Maddox his starting quarterback for Sunday's game at Jacksonville. Maddox was paralyzed briefly by a hit during a loss at Tennessee just 2 weeks ago. It's good to be philosophical when you're losing. Cincinnati Bengals quarterback John Kitna talked to reporters about his team's 1-11 record after Sunday's loss to Baltimore. Quoting John, "God is in complete control. For whatever reason, right now, this is what's best for us."
At poor Sap. Wow. At poor Sap.
Finally,
I got news for you. God hates the Cincinnati Bengals.
Apparently.
That's for a long time.
God's had a real hard on for the Bengals for about 12 years.
Look at the helmets.
And finally, in Sydney, Australia,
at least they used to just be orange and they used to say Bengals.
They were bad when they were bad. They were bad when they were good.
Now they're all striped.
Finally, in Sydney, Australia, they almost never enforce the 1931 law against obscenity. There's usually no need, but people complained about the T-shirt being sold by an Aussie who supports the U.S. policy on Iraq. So he's been forced to stop selling the shirts. Some people were offended by the shirt which depicts President Bush engaged in a sex act with Osama bin Laden.
Nice Bush.
You get my drift.
Sure.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Was, was our guy catching?
No, our guy would be pitching.
Our guy. Oh,
they never really do that.
We will see you tomorrow with the all-new episode, Good Day to You, Sir.
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 Can you be kind?
There's no winner in that fight.
Toodaloo, BM.
BM Eaters. When we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.